Joe is looking out the window at these two guys standing on a corner, and like kind of like tough guys standing on a corner, and he just makes them uncomfortable. And then so suddenly in his mind, they're just pouncing on the car, and Luis Gomez put his fist through the windshield.
When our wardrobe lady, who was kooky, she came over, and I was covered in glass, and she's like, "It's fake movie glass. It's not glass." And I was like, "Well, I happen to also be the producer of the film, and it's real glass."
It's for real sure. Glass. Yes.
I'm like,
he
"No,
just
it's
punched
not."
In a real fucking car window.
Yes, it was insane, and we got shut down.
I'm not surprised by that.
It's made to take blows.
It was incredible. He fist like. Fit like bare fist, not his feet, punched through a windshield and then peeled it. He was just covered in blood.
Oh, nothing.
And we cut the scene.
It just didn't make it didn't make sense for the movie. And once you see some things, once you see the whole cut, you go, why is that in there? That
you mean
sense.
Ethnic people. It's it's better for box office to get them out.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Of
yeah,
course.
Right, right. Yeah. Bottom line.
No, white. Yeah. White is possible. And I have to sing Louie Louie again. Louie Louie. Whoa, baby.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I'm watering a fake lawn. That's right, because I'm an American, and today is Independence Day. What does that mean? It means we celebrate all things that are American by copying other things. That's what America's founded on. Yeah, not ingenuity. It's fucking taking what other people have done and making it our own. Not even making it better. I mean, what do you do on July 4th? Grill, hamburgers, and frankfurters? Where were those invented? You think Frankfurt, America? You think Hamburg, Indiana? No, you guys, Germany. Nazi Germany. Yeah, that's right. During the German Civil War in 1935, Germans, the Nazi Party, experimented on Jews. And they said, like, how many Jews can we get into one small housing? And then one of these fucking experimenters said, why don't we transfer that to meat? And they push a bunch of meat into a casing, and the Frankfurter was invented, and it was delicious. Listen, we weren't for the experiments, but the experiment worked. Hot dogs are great. We copied that. What else did we copy? Democracy, at our core of who we are as Americans. We stole that from the Greeks. The Greek people, in, I don't know, 250 BC or some shit like that, Pontius Pilatus, Stavros, said, hey, I was going to ass fuck that young boy against his will. And then another guy, Yanis Papoussios, said, no, I was next up to ass fuck that young boy against his will. And then the boy is screaming. We're like, hey, shut the fuck up, boy. You're going to get ass fucked either way. Just depends on who's doing it. You know, Pontius Pilatus Stavros or Yanis Papoussios. And so they decided to take a vote. And democracy was born. And a few years after that, America copied it. And now we have democracy. We have a land of the free, where if you rape a young child in a Catholic church, you can get transferred to another Catholic church to rape different children. That's America. That's what we stand for. Second chances. Today, you guys, you might remember I had a podcast about a month and a half ago with Luis Gomez and Karen Feehan and Joe Liz called Stealing from Bobby Kelly, because I like spite. Spite drives me. And to fuck over Bobby Kelly, I stole all the people he helped build up. And spite will continue. Because today, I replace Luis with another Luis. CK. Gomez for CK. A Mexican for a fucking Puerto Rican. Same, but different. Yeah, Luis was in a new movie with Louis CK and Joe List. They wrote it. List starred in it. Louis directed it. Called 4th of July. I saw it yesterday. It's fucking great. It really is. It really is a great movie. Drop the pretense for a second. The jokes. It was great. I was crying at the end. Chris Walsh was in it too. Bobby Kelly was in it too. You might know Bobby Kelly. He and I are starting a fucking new webisode called Two Comics, Two Cigars. The number two comics, the number two cigars. It's on YouTube right now. Subscribe. The first episode will be out in August, but subscribe now and we'll start putting up episodes in August. It's only going to be on YouTube. Two Comics, Two Cigars. Subscribe right now. And maybe it'll be a thing right here. Anyway. So I decided to continue that spite. And in that movie, Luis Gomez was cast. And he had a great scene. And I saw it. I saw it. We talked about it last time they were all on the podcast. And Louis C.K. said, no, we can't show that. The reason he said we can't show it is because no one will ever see it. He's cut out, he said.
fuck him. He's cut out. When I took his lead, and I was like, man, that's such hatred towards Luis Gomez, a friend of mine who I also hate. I'm going to run with that. And to honor this this movie, to honor this piece of artwork from an auteur known as Louis Sick and Joe Liest, I'm going to cut Luis Gomez out of this episode. And it was a great one, guys. Me, Joe List, Louis C.K., and then we had to have some dumb fucking whore slut come in, you know, someone who makes nickels on the internet showing her fucking butthole, and who better than Karen Fian with the best small titties in comedy? And so we sat around and we shot the shit. I don't know if you guys like these episodes. I'm liking them more and more, just to fucking shoot the shit. If I got a topic, I'll get a topic, but if I don't have one, I just want to have fun. And guys, it was fun. It reminded me of the old O&A days. We're all just fucking around. Louis started getting loose, just fucking with each other. It was great. I would screech the shit to a halt all the time. I was both the Voss and the Opie. I'm producing and I'm fucking ruining all the fucking forward progress. Guys, definitely go see 4th of July. It really was a good movie. It was fun seeing it there in the theater at the Beacon. It's playing on July 6th all over America and Canada. You can see the dates, specific dates on louisck.com. LOUISCK.com. It's everywhere. There's new screenings are going on the 12th, but at the Regal Centers, there's AMCs all over on July 6th. And guys, go see it. It's like one day per theater. So it might even be one showing at like 7 o'clock. But go check out louisck.com right now. It's in Santa Monica. It's in Arizona. It's in Canada. It's all over Canada. So you want to check it, guys. It really was a fun movie. And this was a fucking fun podcast. It really did remind me of the old O&A days. Everyone's just fucking shooting the shit. None of it matters. And we're just fucking, you know, calling each other whores and fucking sluts and idiots and morons. It was a throwback. So reach out to Karen and Joe List. I don't think Louis is on social media. Smart! And tell them if you enjoyed the episode. And then do me a favor. Help promote this movie by going grab a fucking still off Joe List's Instagram or off my Instagram and post yourself. Go, hey, go see this movie. Help them promote the fucking movie. It's one screening. They made it themselves. And listen, I lived in LA for a long time. I see a lot of people make fucking dumb fuck off movies. This is a real movie, you guys. I was in tears at the end. I mean, I was like trying not to fucking choke up two seats over from Dan Soder. Ian Finance is to my right. Him, I would not mind crying in front of because I assume he cries on the regular. They also took his fucking phone out and starts texting. I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, thank you. You're right. At least he had the wherewithal to go, yep, I was way off. But we got to fucking fight back against this addiction. Anyway, the point is, we had a great fucking episode. Louis, List, and Feehan, and Ari Shaffir replacing the fucking now defunct Luis Gomez. I assume he's committed suicide by the time this has come out. I assume and I hope. So guys, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 480. Replacing Louis with Louis. No, trading Louis for Louis. A spite cast like the old O&A days. God, it was a fucking fun one. Starts now.
Fuck you, Louis, y'all. Fuck you, Louis.
No.
Fuck you, Louis, y'all. Oh, fuck you, Louis.
I will Venmo $20 to whoever can send me that song.
So please cut together like one of those YouTube like.
Fuck you, Louis, y'all. Fuck you, Louis. Fuck you, Louis, y'all. Fuck you, Louis.
The crew is
fuck you, Louis, y'all. Fuck you, Louis. Fuck you, Louis, y'all. Fuck you, Louis. Fuck you, Louis, y'all. Fuck you, Louis. Fuck you, Louis, y'all. Fuck you, Louis.
What'd you do last time? All right, we're on.
Are we live? This is it?
Sure,
are you rolling on all the cameras?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like because you're so disorganized when we got here.
You're not wrong.
I just assume you're retarded right now.
I mean, you're not wrong. I've missed a lot of podcasts before.
And that camera seems to be pointing.
You mean you recorded ones that didn't.
That just didn't press record.
Oh sure.
I think that's happened a lot. Oh, is it? Are we rolling?
On Goodfellas.
Really?
What? He didn't press record and he didn't film the movie.
No, he did. I've seen it.
I've seen Goodfellas a couple times.
I'm telling you.
Karen, why'd you do that?
That's Karen.
I'm named after that.
Why did you do that, Karen?
Not without
I'm dead now.
Oh, he's dead. Rayleigh
oh, he died.
Dead.
Hey, pour one out.
So sorry. Acne scarring. It'll kill you.
So this is it.
Ari.
All right, I'm your host. This is Skeptic Tank. There he is. He's back.
There's a Lisa. What's happened to the last LaCroix?
Le quoi?
I brought two.
God damn it, Joe.
Je l'aime la croix.
You sell me. You only told me to bring one, and no, I brought two.
I'll get another one.
Tu veux
We're here. First and foremost, Joe and we replaced Lewis. We did this podcast like a year ago. No, a month ago.
3 weeks ago.
What? With Karen and another Lewis and Joe. So we just replaced Lewis.
Lewis Gomez with Lewis CK.
The better Lewis.
Not only was Lewis cut out of this podcast, he was also cut out of this new movie.
That's right.
4th of July. Right.
Did you bring the dates? The places?
What? You know I'm right.
July 6th.
July 6th.
When will this be out? July 7th?
5th. Yeah, tomorrow. I'll do it a day early.
All right.
Do it July 4th.
You got a couple days. We got a bunch of places to see the film.
Yes. Yeah, so
we're very good at promoting.
So this was like what you guys did over COVID? Instead of fucking getting drunk every day?
Yep.
Like everybody else? You wrote a movie?
We wrote a film?
We wrote this movie. I guess it was over COVID.
It was COVID. It was like super COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can they hear him? I feel like your mic is like 6 feet away. You look like Bob Barker.
I have to go like this the whole time?
Something.
This is good enough, right?
Yeah, I think you're good enough. I'll just turn it up a little.
Who knows?
Listen, guys, none of us are professional here.
It was COVID. Well, it was February 2021 is when we wrote it.
That's right.
February,
March, yeah, something
April.
Like that.
The first phone conversation was February 28th. I'm a real dates
Autistic.
Guy.
Autistic, yeah, it's called autism.
Good.
You can't cure it anymore.
Should I tell them the story, how it started?
Sure, tell them the story.
So I was in the shower. And
I was in the bathtub.
Yes.
Joe was on his knees.
I was listening to Bad Company.
Yeah.
And all the songs in Bad Company in their first album are like about a guy, you know. Johnny had a six string and he went into one of these. It's shit music, but I like it. I like Bad Company.
Yeah.
1970s. And I thought there's like a story in these. And I thought, you know what? You know that movie Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
They took an ABBA record. Yeah. Somebody took an ABBA record and wrote a movie to it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's like retrofitting a soundtrack. And I thought, somebody should do that with Bad Company. So I called Joe, and I said, I have an idea. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Bad Company, the record, whatever, their first album, and I'm going to make a movie that's a musical, but it's going to be based on this album. And he said, it's a terrible idea. That's a horrible idea.
Can I just add that the pitch went for like 30 minutes?
I'm not sure. It was long.
It was
track
long.
By track through Bad Company's like third album.
It was just me on the other end of the phone for 25 minutes, and I was like, I don't see it. I don't think so.
And I was like, well, I want to make a fucking movie. I was just frustrated.
People liked ABBA, though. No one talks about Bad Company.
It was the sequel.
No, it's true. ABBA was big. That's true. To dig up Bad Company. No one's going to go, oh,
can't
Bad Company.
Remember one of their
last.
Songs.
Yeah. No, nobody knows.
I didn't see ABBA or the sequel, but there was a joke. We've talked about this. There was a joke in the trailer for the second Mamma Mia, Papa Pia, whatever it's called. And it made me laugh because there was a secret. Someone was pregnant or something.
Oh.
And she was like, that was a secret. And then they have three guys. I think she has three dads. I don't know the plot.
Yeah, Meryl Streep was pregnant.
Yeah.
It was a secret.
No, that was a secret. You saw the film.
Yeah,
so you know the joke.
She's
70.
She's
70.
No, it's the second one.
He's talking about the sequel.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Oh. So she.
the joke was misleading.
I'm sorry.
Some woman is upset because someone let out the secret. And one guy says, I didn't tell anybody. And then the second guy goes, I just told Erica. And then the third guy, Colin Firth, says, I told many, many people.
Listen.
Good thing you soldiered through
it's
all
not,
this.
It's not my out. Joke.
Thank God.
Anyways, you pitched a movie that
you
sucked.
You didn't let that just go. I pitched, I had a bad
idea. How'd you
get
him off it? How'd you get him off a dumb idea?
He just told me it was bad. I'm pretty fragile. That's all it takes.
But that movie could still
happen. In the shower, still
going. I'm gonna do that movie.
No, yeah, it is pretty bad.
How about a movie called Bad Company? And it's about Ari.
Oh,
That's not bad.
Just throwing grenades at your friend. Good company. He's okay.
Can we set that to the ABBA soundtrack?
So then what happened next?
So then I said, I just really want to make a movie. And so we started talking about ideas for movie, for a script for a movie. But we talked about like a married couple with grown kids, and he talked about confronting parents, and he got really interested in the idea of like parents who get confronted and what happens to them. Like, how does that feel? Like, what he's more interested in what happened after he leaves the room. Like, somebody says, "You ruined my life,"
and then leaves, then what happens to those two people? What is it like for them? And that became interesting to me. So we started writing. That's kind of how it got started.
How do you guys write? Do you like call each other on the phone and like type away?
Well, we had a lot of conversations about it. And one thing I do is like turn on the voice memos on a phone and just talk about the movie. Just talk about in every direction possible. Yeah. Who's in it? What kind of scenes? What is this? What's the story? And then
who's not in it?
And then who's Jay Gomez? Yeah, and then we send, and then my assistant types it up.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, oh, nice.
Also, it's funny because
we never read those, did we?
Never once. No. We had like
she had
three.
So much.
What do you want these notes? Like burn it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
We had three-hour Zoom conversations, and then a couple in person. Yeah. And we're just, you know, we're comedians. We're very irreverent. So when you're thinking. We just have a habit of going, shit, fuck, anal, jizz my dad, fuck his mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Louis's like, I'm going to send this to my assistant, who's a friend of mine, sort not close, but a friend. And you're like, I'm going to have her transcribe. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I said I wanted to fuck my wife's mother like three times in this.
We have it all. It's a written record.
Yeah.
And then we never used it once.
Deep sigh.
No. Yeah. Then we met. He came upstate. I have a place upstate, and he came up there.
Give the address.
And
just a zip code.
And I got a chalkboard, and we wrote the outline and first in sort of bullet points on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
And got it to where we liked it, and then we did the same thing with an outline on a computer. And then we had everything we needed, and we just poured through the script.
Do you guys riff scenes at all?
Oh, of course, yeah. Like you talk them out, you do them
as character.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. I played his mother most of the time.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We did the sex scene between the mother and child.
That's always important. Every film
that got cut also.
Yeah.
And we thought, let's cast Lewis and then cut him. That'll be funny.
Going into any movie, you got to consider: do we show penetration or not? That's got to be your very first question.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Jewish penetration? What? Is that what you said?
Show penetration or not?
Oh.
What's Jewish penetration?
What is Jewish penetration?
It's like you know how they infiltrate industries and.
That is Jewish penetration. Yeah. The media before 1940 and after.
If a cloud came right now, that would be Jewish penetration.
Yeah.
Because they control the weather.
Right.
We control a lot. It's kind of underrated how much they actually control and how little I get out of it.
I wish they did a better job of it, though.
What?
I wish they did a better job.
Yeah, right.
I mean, in this economy?
Come on.
What's weird about the Jews is the Jews have this thing of, like, you control everything. You have all the money. You control media. You control weather.
Yeah.
But then there's also the Nazis. That's like, they're less than us. They're not even, they're subhuman. So they're subhuman and running everything. You guys really get it from high and low.
Yeah, you think you have to pick one.
Right.
So everybody does that with their enemies.
They make them too smart. And
they're nothing. They're losers. They're ruining my life.
Right.
They
do the black. They're going
to
steal our women.
I like that. I was in a first time I went to Israel, I noticed all these Jewish people in groups in the park, like cooking out, like tons of them. And I asked the cab driver, who was an Arab. And I said, is this some special holiday? And he said, the Jew, he likes to eat outside. Like, that's the way they talk about each other there. The Jew likes in the single
I've never
instead of
to
multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
like
it's like
that.
How like the Mexicans like to celebrate birthday parties and parties.
When you singularize something, people, that's really,
he likes to,
cumpleaños.
Is that the birthday parties?
It's birthday.
Cumpleaños.
I thought it was anniversary.
Feliz cumpleaños.
No.
Who do you think speaks the best Spanish here?
Not me.
Probably the Mexican.
Probably me. I don't know. You speak some Spanish.
Some. I might be second.
I have like kitchen Spanish. It's all dirty.
I heard some. You did some. Kitchen. La Cocina.
Yeah, La Cocina.
What do you know?
What if it's me?
Pinga.
Fuck me on the table.
Yeah. No me moleste.
No me moleste.
I like
por
three
favor.
Por favor.
No me moleste.
Mi amor, papecito.
Estoy ocupado.
Okay.
You have to give him a reason not to molest you.
Sí, claro. Lo siento.
So can I ask you, that's just walk bad. Around no shirt all day?
This is a sports
don't
bra.
Don't mention the fucking no shirt.
This is a sports bra.
Let it happen.
Easy. Watch it.
That's like
we're all benefiting.
You're going to get maced.
I'm a fitness.
Mitch Fatel had that great joke.
Wait.
Mitch Fatel, I thought, had amazing bits.
About he has one about little tits.
Oh, does he? What's that one?
I think it's really funny because he says he likes little tits because they're more like welcoming when you see them.
Oh, that's funny.
Like you see a bear with big tits and it's like a little off-putting, but little ones are like, hey, how may we help you?
I had a joke that was not similar, but how I prefer small tits because they're an investment. They stay good longer.
Yeah.
Big tits go bad.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're like, we're over here now.
Big tits go bad.
Yeah. That was like my big bit.
They do sag on a way like it's uncomfortable.
The small tits are always there. They're nice. Those will be good for another couple of years, you know?
A couple years.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Year and a half. You took 6 months away? What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm just being honest.
But Mitch Fatel.
They got too much sun.
Fatel had the joke about tennis. He's like, when I first watched women's tennis and I saw you could see their underwear, I was like, oh, my God. Nobody say anything. That's a good joke.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm really bombing with other people's shit.
It's their fault.
Yeah, all these comics are like, can you leave my shit out of it if you're not gonna tell it right?
A little inflection wouldn't kill you. They have like underpants attached to them though. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really their.
You see more
their underpants.
Being fooled as a kid, feeling like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still hot.
Shorts. It's a skort.
It's not. If it's not officially their underwear.
No, it's not still.
Right. If it's not like, you know, a thong that's kind of.
Please.
Hey, guys, we're doing a podcast.
Excuse me.
Low paid employees.
I'm an M69.
Working in the sun.
It's kind of like
please?
How a bathing suit bottom, not as hot as underwear.
Bathing suit bottom is not as hot as underwear.
Because
you're supposed to see it.
You're supposed to see it.
How about this? Right. What's hotter? Bikini or shorts or jeans, bikini top?
That's very good.
That's hotter than bikini.
The Daisy Dukes bikini on top.
Mm-hmm.
California girls.
Are you quoting Katy Perry?
Oh, yes, of course.
Who is that?
How does the song go?
Daisy Dukes bikini on top. It's your song, Ari. Love it.
Who is that?
Next thing you know, Shorty got low.
Let the celebrities talk about other celebrities.
Who is that? That's some kid's song, right?
Katy Perry. Caitlin Perry.
Caitlin Elizabeth Perry.
Did I tell you my story about Billie Eilish?
You hooked up with Billie Eilish?
I fucked Billie Eilish.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber is probably pissed.
Oh, are they a thing?
No.
He's married.
I think they were.
To, what's her name? Fucking.
Haley.
Mrs. Bieber.
Mrs. Bieber. What a cash.
What happened with Billie Eilish?
What a cash.
So, I was. First of all, I tell this story on stage. It's not a bit, but it just came up. But the Top Gun anthem, I was telling this. Everything I'm saying now is telling to my friend who has a niece.
What are we?
A daughter who I consider my niece. This story sucks. I can already feel the comments and the emails. I have to address
You're
the last episode
head,
later,
Joe.
By the way.
All right, finish this worthless story and then go into that.
So I was telling him the Top Gun anthem, was written by Steve Stevens, who's Billy Idol's guitar player.
Billy Idol.
Yes. And if you go see Billy Idol.
Close to Billie Eilish.
I know.
Well, that's the punchline of the story from the kid.
Oh, good one, Louis.
Well, that part doesn't matter. This is all set up.
You told it really good. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
This is all set up. But that's just the preface, you see.
Poor Joe.
This is how we tried to write together. I couldn't get any lines in. So.
So Billie Eilish is motorboating you. Justin Bieber's there.
This is what's nice about co-writing a movie that you direct. If people love it, I'm like, well, I kind of shadow directed.
Right,
if they hate it, I'm like, I don't know, you took over.
I tried.
He ruined my words.
That's right.
You like that part? That was me.
That's right.
But so I was telling my friend the story. If you go see Billie Idol, they play the Top Gun anthem. And then I finished telling the story, and my niece said, it's Billie Eilish, which is adorable.
Yes.
So I was telling that story on stage, and then I said, is Billie Eilish a man or a woman? Because I'm unfamiliar with Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And this woman went, no, stop, nope. Can't ask that.
We're not doing woke politics.
We are not guessing genders.
And I was just confused. I was like, what? I was because everyone else said woman unanimously.
But she took it another way. Not woman. The question
don't
is.
Even add, don't even ask that.
If you don't know, nobody knows.
Your Honor, objection. Objection to the question leading.
Well, so then I
Won't
realized.
Did that happen at some point in a courtroom?
Yeah.
A gender politics thing. Yeah. Like,
you know what I was thinking? Because I was in, where was I? In fucking, I don't know, Europe. Eastern Europe somewhere.
Yeah.
And somebody, the ticket that was printed on my plane ticket said Louisa. My middle initial is A, so somebody just moved the A over and made it Louisa.
Yeah.
And I thought, am I going to get some problem with this?
For being a chick.
And then I thought about people saying, I'm a woman. You know, like the women with beards that really are just like big,
what's
hairy.
Up?
Yeah.
I can't be a chick?
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Whatever. I got no opinion.
But I'm picturing them being like in Turkey and landing in an airport and saying, and it says Mary Beth Wilson or something. And the guy's like, "What? You have the wrong passport. This is fraud." And he's like, "No, I'm a woman. How dare you?" And they take like fucking plastic straps and start hitting him. And he's like, I'm a guy. I mean, look at me. Look at my beard. I'm a guy.
Joke.
Please don't.
They have like a separate woman's entrance at the Turkish airport. Like to get in.
Really?
At the Istanbul airport, women's entrance.
That's what I just wonder how it goes with those kind of places. It must be a challenge.
You got nice adjustment. That's going to make a huge. What made you pop up?
It fell.
And you. Oh.
It fell.
I noticed it completely toppled
I
over.
I thought you were just like talking. Like, no, I just know that shot sticks.
No, I saw it fully go and we're out.
But the so what?
Thank God.
That's the me and Joe. That's the star of 4th of July. At the Beacon, no, that was last week.
No,
what an
July
amazing show
6th,
that was.
Go to louisck.com to see all the dates. It's there, all
okay,
over Canada.
So
this
here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like
it won't pick up on here. It's annoying for us.
Okay.
It'll barely pick up on here. I'm telling a guy who makes movies for a living. I'm like, no, I know sound, bro.
Can we
pause
what's crazy
for room
is that
temp?
When you're making a movie and that's going on,
yeah.
Locations people go over there. They figure out what building it is. I've seen this happen. It blows my mind.
And they shoot them.
And it's always just some kind of guy and film guy. And they go up and they find the rooftop and you watch them come over to guys who are working and they go, "We're making a movie." And the guys go like, I got work to do. Yeah. But somehow they get them to hold... You know, hold for cuts and
the best one of those was Judd was filming a movie in like near the cellar, and some homeless guy was just screaming. He's like, and they're like, "Sir, come on, please." And he's like, "No." He's like, "You got to pay me off." They're like, "How much does he want?" They're like, they go talk to him. He goes, "He wants $5."
Yeah,
oh, wow. They gave it to him.
Give him $500,
and he walked off.
They shouldn't have paid it.
They should have.
Or if he was smart, he would ask for $5 every 10 minutes. Like, keep
screaming.
Yeah,
he should have been like, $5. I will be back.
Shout out to get some booze. Jeff Karen, our guy was amazing.
He was the best.
He was like,
Jeff
I wanted
Karen
to
is best locations guy in the world.
I was in love with that guy.
I got him out of retirement to do the movie. He lives in Pennsylvania. He doesn't do it anymore. And I called him, and I was like, "You got it." I was like a football coach going to the older guys. I need you one more time, big guy. And
he
I
was
got
incredible.
Him to come and do it.
No, it was like I was enamored with him. Of everyone on the crew, that was the guy I was most like, what are you doing? This is wild.
Yes, he's a resourceful fellow.
It is weird when somebody tells you, like, "Stop, we're filming. Can you not cross the street?" And at first you're like, okay. And then you're like, I'm not in this. I'm getting nothing out of this.
Right. It is just asking for a favor. It's just asking for a please help me. I'm making something.
Generally, I know who's asking. It's like they'll get in trouble.
It's
if
the
I'm like,
lowest
fuck off.
Person. Yeah. It's lowest a PA who's like out of high school. It's like a 19-year-old kid
that's
being
right.
like, "Could you not
please
know
don't walk down the sidewalk. I have no authority to stop you, but please stop.
Please. Yeah. I'm just trying to get ahead.
Where
this
do
business.
I go? I don't know, but I just. And then when people go past, you go, okay, you can't.
As soon as one guy goes too, they're all like, "I'm also gonna go." Remember Aaron Berg's wedding, where those fucking animals were like, "We're gonna go over this." People in shorts are getting married on this bridge, beautiful. Everyone's dressed up, and these fucking animals in shorts and flip flops are like, "I'm going by." We're like, "Sir, can you please wait 3 minutes and just go around?"
I went by for a couple years.
Aaron Berg, what?
I went by for a couple years.
That's not bad.
You made me. It was good, but you made me repeat it, so it's not as good.
Do it again.
Bisexual?
So you do your line.
Okay, so I'm
not
there
the whole story.
At Berg's wedding, and these fucking animals with shorts and flip-flops, they go by.
I went by for a little while.
No, that was no good because he was waiting. He was like, they go by.
Yeah, he
teed
you up. Like,
try it again.
I love in scripts when they do the dash at the end, like being interrupted.
Yeah.
and auditions are like, "Don't get me started on."
And the other guy goes, "Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to cut you off."
Really about to dry if you don't cut him off.
But so July 6th, tomorrow.
Yeah,
two
so
days
July
from now.
6th. So the thing is, AMC Theaters is putting it in a shit ton of theaters around the country.
That's cool.
For one night at 7:30.
One screening, baby.
Wait,
we
really?
Battled. We're the underdog.
They'll add screenings if we sell a lot of tickets.
Guys, get a ticket then.
It's exciting. It's an underdog film.
It's all over
July
6th,
7:30 at pretty much every AMC. Go online
AMC's
right now.
AMC's all over the fucking place.
All over the country. Go to louisck.com. The full schedule's on there. And we have a run in the East Village, Village East, right over.
Village East is playing like a regular movie. And at the Lemley Theaters in Santa Monica and where the fuck?
Somewhere in Sedona and Spokane. You're on your own.
Los
on those
Angeles.
Ones.
Spokane is, we're in a theater in Spokane.
You made it.
Jeremy made Spokane.
It. And we're in a theater in Sedona. Is that Arizona?
I think that's Arizona.
And we're in a, and then Canada, we got a bunch. What are the Canadian dates?
Ton
right?
of Canada.
Do you have Canadian fans?
Tons.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Probably more than American fans.
I actually do too. Canada's like where I sell the fastest.
Yeah, they're great.
I don't know why I don't just live in Canada.
I just did Vancouver and it was like, it was off the chain or off the
charts? Off the hook?
It was off something. The hook or the chain? What is it, Karen? You're cool.
I think off the charts at your age would probably suffice.
I think it's off the chain because black people started it and they had chains. They never had hooks.
Whoa, whoa.
Listening
they
to
have
Joe,
chains.
Say off the
they
chain.
Had so many chains.
Chains
then.
And off the chains.
Say off the chain.
Because of slavery.
Right,
they still
right,
had
right,
the
yeah,
chains.
Yeah, that, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a,
you get it.
That's what it was.
There's, I have two funny.
Off the hook is like fishermen or something.
Yeah. No, off the hook means I let you off the hook, but like it's off the hook.
Oh.
It's not like that man, he got free when he was caught.
It's not like fish hook. Like
right. That is nice, but off the chains is even nicer.
I have two misinterpreted Pearl Jam lyric stories that okay. I'm sure you guys are dying to hear. Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck are the Canadian? Sorry, I shouldn't even
one
talk.
One is there's a line in the song, Corduroy, everything has chains, absolutely nothing's changed. But yeah. I had a friend who thought it was everything has changed, absolutely nothing's changed, and it was his yearbook quote. But
he misquoted put it in there forever. It. Now, what does he say? I did it on purpose.
I think he's like, it still makes sense, but it doesn't really.
No, you quoted someone. It makes sense that you're an idiot.
Yeah, and then the other one was they have a song called "State of Love and Trust," like the state of love and trust. And a friend of ours wrote on a T-shirt, "Stay to love and trust." He wanted to be like, play this.
Eddie Vedder, though, kind of a mumbler, you know?
Kind of mumbler.
He likes to mumble, yeah.
Oh, White Reaper. Oh, I told you already.
Yeah.
White Reaper's going on the road with him. How about this? My buddy listened to...
You didn't tell me, by the way. I knew for many years.
Yeah, you didn't tell me. He knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Ari.
I'll take it back then. They're not. I hope
He's
it gets
alpha.
Canceled now.
Joe's alpha. He knows everything.
Cross-eyed bear that you'd give to me from Alanis Morissette. He thought it was a cross-eyed teddy bear. It's positive.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Not cross-eyed bear.
Yeah.
Cross-eyed bear. And that song was about Dave Coulier,
we
right?
all just agreed with him. Like, no, for sure, that's it.
Cross-eyed bear that you get
there's a bee. There's a bee.
Don't be a pussy,
on the
Joe.
Premises.
You killed a bee last time.
Oh, that's right. Alpha, bro.
You're a fucking anti-venom guy.
Last time, I got so
stung.
Much hate last time.
For what?
Because I was shitting on you guys for smoking weed. And everyone's like, you're
I'm
a narc piece of shit asshole. And it's so strange to me. I'm like, we're friends. You're not friends. We're friends. I was kidding.
You're enabling
I don't care.
Us to sobriety.
Smoke weed. Blow it right in my asshole.
I disagree. I felt hurt by it. I felt ostracized by it.
Sometimes I feel like your shame comes to me a little bit. But typically you're very open and happy to talk about things. So I think the fans got it wrong last time. They
Thank
didn't
you
understand
very much.
You.
I had to reach out to Karen and say, I'm sorry if
I hurt you. I can't believe you read these comments, Joe. I mean,
well, some of them, no, they directly email me. They get my email and they're like, you scumbag fucking piece of shit. They're like, weed
okay,
is fun.
That.
Was that you?
I meant it to.
What is that?
Anyways.
This is pot.
Oh.
Is that okay?
I mean, unlike Joe,
I don't know.
I allow people to consume what they wish.
And
unlike
then
Joe.
I just don't like to upset him.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by drugs. That's right. As always, one of the only sponsors who will come at me are fucking drug manufacturers and drug dealers. And what better drug dealer is there in America today than 3chi.com, the leading purveyor in getting you fucked up since 1924. 3chi.com masters the art of Delta 8 THC. Delta 8 THC is kind of like THC, and you don't really have to know the fucking difference because it's pretty much the same fucking thing. They make gummies, they make tinctures, they make vapes, they make edibles, they make oils. I like the gummies. Take the gummies. They're great for fucking long periods of time. If you're going to a UFC, if you're going to fucking a long plane ride, a movie, maybe like 4th of July. Maybe actually this isn't really a fucking get fucked up on drugs movie. But, you know, take it right in the credits, and then you can sneak into the next movie. But anyway, 3chi.com makes great Delta 8 THC. And get it, you guys. It's fucking great. They make these little M&M balls. They're not M&Ms, but they're like that. Kind of like Skittles, I guess, actually. They make fucking full-on, like Rice Krispies treats. Got to be careful about the fattening part. And they make gummies. Gummies are great because you really just have a gummy bear, which really, who could do that? I suggest getting a pack of fucking Haribos along with you, eating that one gummy from Delta 8 and then going from there. But anyway, the point is, if you use the promo code Ari at checkout, you get 5% off your order. That's a good fucking Jew 5%. That's a normal Jew tip. It's 5%. So do that, you guys. Help support
the supporters of this podcast, 3chi.com. Hey, guys, today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by Kratom, and specifically, YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com has been making kilos for $60 of Kratom. Kilos, you guys, of Kratom. Kilo. You know how much that is? That's like a 6 pounds. It's about 19 pounds of fucking Kratom, of fucking mind-altering Kratom, for the low, low cost of $60. You know how much $60 is? It's like 14 cents. That's right. There is no promo code because the fucking deal is good enough as it is. Yeah, that's right. That's ballsy to be like, nah, no promo code. It's the best that you're going to find in America. YoKratom.com. That's the number Y-O, Kratom.com, K-R-A-T-O-M.com. Home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you don't do Kratom, then fuck off. This has nothing to do with you. This ad had nothing to do with you. You can go back to the fucking episode. Legitimately, they don't care. You don't do Kratom, you're irrelevant to them. But if you do Kratom, why not go to YoKratom.com? Listen, they do have it at fucking gas stations, a place where you get those like hard-on pills. Those over-the-counter hard-on pills that'll get you banned from the UFC for a year. But why go through that? Why even go through that, you guys? Instead, go to YoKratom.com and get that $60 kilo, that sweet, sweet 60K. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I approve this message. Go get fucked up on Kratom from the good people at YoKratom.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
Then I accidentally trolled a ton of people on your account.
That's the best.
Which was really
fun.
That
was the best.
It was quite enjoyable.
You
trolling
did?
Is actually pretty fun.
What
it's
did you do?
So fun.
I
and you do it
to.
So well on my account.
No, so Ari posted a thing.
Father's Day.
On Father's Day with Trump. You tell.
You're Trump with his daughter sitting on his lap, kind of touching his face.
Yeah.
Or like gently touching his face. I was like, Happy Father's Day. And I don't know. Just wrote a thing about abortion. Just fun. How yeah. great it is and how cheap it is and how it stayed the same price for so long.
And then I wrote, great, another cuck liberal comedian that can't keep his politics out of his act. Unfollow. And about 2,800 people
wait,
liked
you wrote
it.
These as yourself? You
as myself.
Him. Yeah, as him.
And I was not trying troll. To troll. I was like, I've been on your podcast 1,100 times. I did your TV show. I was like, surely his people know me.
Yeah.
I'm on the show all the time.
You're
friends.
Isn't it Joe List Comedy?
It says Joe List Comedy.
Yes, but you are what you tweet, right? It's like whatever you tweeted, that's who you are.
That moment.
I guess so. So, again, about 2,500 people liked it, and a lot of people were like, this is hilarious, classic List. But a shitload of people were like, fuck you, you piece of shit.
You're
and then they think I'm like
everything.
A Trumper. They're like,
they're
you fucking Trump asshole.
Protesting. They're going to make signs.
People were upset. And then I started trolling on that, responding. I was like, you probably know Ari better than I do. I just feel like I'm disappointed in him. And then it was really fun. And I started getting these back and forths going. And then a bunch of people did the same line, which I guess is the line now. If you say unfollow, they say, this isn't an airline. You don't have to announce your departures.
Oh, God. Because
it's happened so much. It's such a hacky thing to do now to say unfollowed.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's like the garden variety response. But I actually had like a nice day.
I've unfollowed a lot of people, and I keep that to myself.
Yeah. It's for your own mental.
That's
the way
right.
to do it.
Yeah.
It's a list for later. Them.
I used to
that's
follow
what
you
I
around.
Do.
That's great.
Thank you.
You should. Keep your space safe and energy.
Thank you.
Feel positive.
But I don't tell anyone.
No, you don't
the
have
the incidental
to.
Troll is the best troll because like you're not even going for it.
See? He's already starting with me.
Is that all weed or is that like a cigarette, a spliff?
It's weed, a little fun, a little freedom, a little joy. Mostly weed.
What's freedom and joy?
What else
is that
really
tobacco?
Is
some well, chemicals?
That's how I'm interpreting it.
Yeah.
I'm taking it in as a mood elevator. Do you want some weed?
I've tried it. How do you do it?
I don't know. All right, just feel it out. Oh, oh.
Yeah, trolling is the best, especially when you're not trying.
Yeah.
When it just like lands on your lap.
I did that fat show like a long time ago.
What fat show did you do?
That, well, it was called My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Yeah.
And it's still on TV and my episode will rerun and like people will get, these big fat women will get triggered all over the world. It'll show them the, and they'll get mad about it and start yelling at me about something that happened in 2016.
Were you
and,
fat?
Like, no, I was mean to a fat girl.
Was that
she started it
for?
Though. She's a very, she was.
What
she's
happened?
A very fucked up person.
Yeah,
her name's Whitney Waythor.
Yeah,
she's like a millionaire and she's like obese and super unhealthy. Her
the word "way" is in her name.
You know, it's God fucking knew too.
Yeah,
like that show fucking trolls
damn.
Her.
So God named her.
Yeah, God names you. You didn't
her
know
her God fearing parents did, and
Whitney
they're
Waythor.
On the payroll and they all watch her get fatter and fatter and they
profit
like,
off it.
Yeah, it's gross. It's like she's addicted to food. She's fucking sick. And if it was heroin and all these people in her family were like getting paid to watch her flail, we would be like, what the fuck? This is nuts. Mm-hmm. But because she's obese, we're supposed to feel bad for her. But I don't.
Nice.
That
was hot.
Not at all.
Are we all addicted to food, technically?
I have my little problems. I can't go a day without it. Figure it out and curb it.
No one's off it completely.
Well, that's why it's the hardest addiction to a fucking, you know.
No, because you have to have it.
Yes. I can abstain from booze.
So being addicted to air.
Then why don't you?
I do. I haven't had a drink in over 4 years.
Really?
Yes.
No slips?
No, not one.
I don't believe
I'm a really bad alcoholic.
She's
I had a tattoo
alcohol.
It says don't serve me on my arm.
That doesn't prove it at all.
Prove it. Suck all our dicks. That's the only way to prove it. Right now.
Joe Elizabeth
In under a half
List.
Hour.
Half two shots and then
in
don't stop.
In under a half hour.
It's going to be 30 minutes.
I feel like I'm going to spend 28 just getting Louis hard. Under a half hour.
Ari's older than Louis.
He is.
You know what's fun to do?
How old are you?
No way.
48.
You know what's fun to do to Ari is exaggerate his age just a little.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you're 51. It's gross.
That's come on.
It is funny.
The major exaggeration is way fine.
Yeah.
So yeah. How were you mean to this fat person?
I told her
this heavy woman, this plus sized woman.
She's obese. She's my height. She weighs 400 pounds.
She's your height and she weighs 400 pounds?
That's a normal weight.
No, it isn't. No, it's not.
What do you weigh, like 310?
Brutal.
How much do you weigh?
310. What do you weigh? 115?
112.
112. All right, nailed it.
That was a great old Pat Dixon joke. Remember that old Pat Dixon? He did a joke. He goes, you ever fuck a fat woman? Like a really fat woman. I'm talking like 135 pounds. That was a great bit.
That's great.
Great. The whole crowd was going, oh.
Monster.
Boy, he had some great stuff.
I love a good, yeah.
All right, so what did you say?
I just told her, you know, she's making a lot of excuses, and she would be more inspirational if she actually
did it.
Thought to get into good shape or whatever. So
you said this to her face or side of her face?
Mom,
or
my
to
favorite
her neck roll.
I whispered into the abyss of the flaps of her neck skin. Yeah.
I remember there's a guy. There's a comedian in Boston years ago. His name was Mark Rossi, and he was enormously fat. And it was weird because there was also a fat woman comedian named Marcy Rose.
So it's like,
and his name was Mark Rossi. I mean, if you were Mark Rossi and you went in drag, your name would be Marcy Rose.
Right.
And they were both fat comedians that did really hacky fat jokes. So Mark Rossi, I worked with him once for a week. And just a few details of how fat he was. He would be on the couch eating just many buckets of chicken. Like literally three buckets of chicken. And he'd eat them. And when he needed to get off the couch, he had to...
to get the inertia.
Yeah, he had to like get in a car out of the snow.
He's just used to that.
And he had to like and he had to keep going, and finally he'd get up. And we all lived in a condo together. Me and him and Blaine Kapach lived in a condo together. And another comedian, Blaine. Mark Voice.
He's funny.
And once I looked in his room, he slept with the door open. And he slept with his arm around
his body
fat,
didn't fit inside the room.
Like his fat was his girlfriend sleeping next to him, like he was sleeping inside with his. He's a big fella.
He's spooning himself.
Yes. And so we were at the club one night, and he said, his shirt collar, is it straight? And I said, no, I'll fix it for you. So I got behind him, and I fixed his collar. And then I walked away, and I realized he's still standing because he can't feel any. Like, I had to come around front.
Oh, God.
I'd be like,
and Tom,
I did it.
You're good.
Wow.
Is he dead?
Yeah. What's that going to do?
I got to assume that he couldn't keep blood pumping through that.
Right?
Fucking mass.
Those guys don't go to 60. None of those guys see 60.
No, they don't. He had a wooden 2x4 in his car that held his seat up
from collapsing.
Oh my God. I mean, he was a big dude.
Oh my God.
A big dude.
I love it. I was like, it's not a problem. You just buy a 2x4. Just like,
where's your 2x4? You guys don't have one?
You gotta have one. What? I mean, I'm getting one for when I get there because
you have accessories to let you live as fat. That's a moment where you're like, I'm either gonna consider this or I'm going full on.
But he did the thing I loved about him was that he would open every night with crowd work. He'd hit like bang like a fucking gunslinger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like he goes, hey, I remember all the ones he did. He goes, hey, nice beard. What do you? You look like you went down on it and came up with it. Hey, nice chain. What is that? A Mr. T starter kit? Mm. Hey, look at those six. Those guys look like $1 million. 6 zeros.
Hey.
So he goes around, and I started to pay attention because it kills all these bits. Kill because he's so fast. And I looked, I watched, and I realized he's none of those people are there. He points at anybody. Classic. The only person that knows is the person that he points at, who goes like, "I don't, I'm not shaved this morning.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing that." There's four of us, and we're women. Why are you?
Yeah, we're three dudes and three chicks.
Yeah, like, people are like, amazing.
Oh, you killed them. Brilliant. I can't see them. Where are they?
Remember the 2x4 thing? I had a line for that. I didn't get it in. He's Fat Saw Jim Duggan.
Damn, I fucked it up again. Fat Saw Jim Duggan. It's a play on words. It's a Norman joke.
There was a wrestler named Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and his thing was he carried a 2x4. Someone out there will get it.
No, for sure.
Tweet at me.
Marissa, put a Hacksaw Jim Duggan over the screen and with the 2x4 so we can see what he's talking about.
And he would say, ho! His thing, his gimmick was he was the American guy, all-American. He'd carry a flag. You remember?
Nothing's more American.
He's Shane Gillis now.
He had a 2x4.
That's exactly what it is.
But his thing, this I always thought was funny even as a kid, his thing was thumbs up. He'd go, ho! Like he came up with a gimmick, and then when he came out, everyone would do thumbs up, and I'm like, that's what you came up with?
That's your bit?
He was like,
he was a star on it.
I'm the thumbs up guy.
That was dumb, and it worked for him.
Nobody had thumbs up till he came around.
He was the thumbs up dude. Here's a fun topic. How many comedians have you guys lived with?
This is a fun topic.
Oh, good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How many comedians have we lived with?
The problem is I'm a better host than Ari.
I'm a good enough host. I'm the Seinfeld of hosts, where I'll just let everyone else shine.
Well, you're high now. You just
oh, don't go down that road. Don't do it. Don't. They're going to call you. They're going to find your address.
Where are these? Where am I?
We can't do what we want.
You're a fuck. This is what I said.
Jesus.
I was like, man, weed is like, it's everyone's all fucked up on weed.
You're all potted up now.
Your words have no meaning.
I did
they don't get too defensive, do they, the weed people?
They're
a little bit serious, do they?
People. But I have a misunderstanding of drugs. I told you, I saw Josh Potter at...
Wait, your thing. It's a good question.
Yeah, sorry.
I was ready to answer.
I'll come back to Josh Potter.
Do you want to know what comedians we did?
How many? Yeah. I wonder who's lived with the most comedians.
I've only done in Edinburgh.
Oh.
And same 4 plus DeRosa, 5. That's for a month. Does that count?
I've exclusively lived with comedians, including my wife.
Wow.
Right.
My parents are comedians.
I lived with Grant Taylor, comedian from Ohio.
Dead.
Now writes for game shows in L.A., I think. I lived with Linda Smith. She lived in San apartment.
I love Linda Smith.
Yeah, she's cool.
Very cool.
I mean, we were only for like a month in the same apartment, but David Cross and I were roommates for a while.
Wow.
And Nick DiPaolo and I were roommates for like 2 years.
Damn.
Wow. My two dads.
For
rank them as roommates. Nothing but how they were as roommates.
Oh, well, Grant was a good roommate, and Nick was. They were all good. I was a bad roommate.
Oh, you were the one.
Yeah, I was dirty, gross.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, you can. It's horrible.
Roommates
anyway,
fucking
that's it. I think
suck.
Nick is the last person I lived with, so. Okay. I mean, not my wife, you know, ex-wife. Did you just fart?
No, I could.
Queef. You live with comedians?
I have.
You have to fight with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yes for me.
Yeah.
I loved living with Nick. I loved it because I laughed constantly.
That seems fun.
That seems like a very fun apartment.
Nick and I were once, my two favorite Nick DiPaolo stories about being his roommate. We were sitting watching a baseball game or something, and it was summer, and we had no AC in the fucking apartment, and we're watching a baseball game, and there's silence, and then I said, I got this rash that's under my balls, and it's starting to spread up into my asshole, and Nick goes, yeah, keep me posted, will you? They're all his, like... and then the other one was we're just similar situation. We're watching TV and I was chewing gum really loud, and he let me go for like 20 minutes of, and then he goes, "How's that gum?"
What I said is, at every chance I can, Nick DiPaolo is the single funniest person.
God damn it,
I've ever met ever.
It destroys me. When we were shooting the movie that we're promoting,
July 6th, he's in it. He's fantastic in it.
Well, which we can't tell that story though, because it's
making
fun of somebody who exists.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it.
Just change it to Margaret Thatcher.
There was a guy in the movie. He's a great guy. His name is Richard. Mine. Very, very old fella. And so one day we go, "Hey, what are we shooting this morning? And he goes, hopefully we're shooting Richard, put him out of his misery.
That's so mean.
Which is funny because the guy literally cooked dinner for us every night.
He's spry. He's spry.
Oh, my God. Because
Nick knows it's just the funniest to fucking shit on the nicest person. I've lived with Tom.
Oh, here, wait. I got the theaters. Should I tell you that first?
Yeah, tell the theaters.
Okay. All right, we're playing most from the whole week at the Village.
Empire? Sorry, I'm high.
The Village East Angelica, the Village East. It's on
Old Yiddish Theater, one of my favorite.
Yes,
theaters.
Yes, not that playing close there. To here.
And you can also see the movie at the Santa Monica Lemley Theaters.
Been there.
Yes, and I don't see the LA.
You're naming
Lemley.
The ones we already named.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank Santa you. Monica's new.
Apology
Glendale,
accepted.
Arizona at the Glendale. AMC. Okay, I'll just name the cities, okay?
These are all poly tour stops as well.
Phoenix, Tempe, Santa Clara, California, Brandon, Florida, Oldsmar, Florida, Sarasota, Florida, Tampa, Johnston, Iowa, Chicago, Illinois, Rosemont, Illinois, Boston, Massachusetts, Danvers, Mass., where Nick DiPaolo's from,
Danvers.
Framingham, where I lived when I was a kid, Baltimore, Maryland, Livonia, Michigan, Madison Heights, Michigan, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Apple Valley, Minnesota, Rosedale, Minnesota, Chesterfield, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, Charlotte, North Carolina, Mooresville, North Carolina, Omaha, Nebraska, Paramus, New Jersey, Levittown, New Jersey, Levittown, New York, West Nyack, Columbus, Ohio. I mean, I could go
this
on.
This is a crazy law.
LouisCK.com is where you can see all of these.
Yes, that's
all of
right.
Everyone at the bottom of the screen with links.
All
and
those
Canada,
shows
all of Canada.
Canada.
Toronto, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Halifax, and Ottawa.
All the towns with a hockey team, except for Halifax.
Yes.
The trailer's so
and those
good.
Actually is showing in Canada from like the 8th through the 14th.
I just thought of a great idea.
Somewhere in there.
A hockey team in Halifax called the Machine.
Why?
The Halifax Machines.
Great, Joe. Oh, my gosh. Really good.
I feel like it would have been better.
What do you do with the Hala, though?
When they were
it's
around.
Like, you got to have some.
Halifax
it's
Machines.
Like Lizzo, Halifax.
I think it's like Hala. That shit's Hala.
Yeah.
You say Hella sometimes.
It's
it appalls
girl
me.
It's the girl o'clock Hala.
He'll say, like, it's hella nice out.
It is.
He'll say Hala.
It's embarrassing.
Does he say hella nice outside?
He says 53 nice. Years old, he uses the word hella as an adjective.
How nice is it outside? Hella.
It's hella,
it
hella, Kella.
Jewish. Like,
it does sound
hella.
Jewish.
Hella.
It's the bay.
Hella.
Yeah. Hella. Yeah.
Do you want to know who I live with or not? I mean, what the fuck?
Oh
Dust,
my
Tom
God.
Dustin.
I only brought
tell
it up. Like,
really
long list of specific
life.
Dates.
Tell us all Tom, these secrets. You want to tell us who wiped their boogers on the sink, who left like turds in the
I
toilet?
I wipe my boogers everywhere. I still do.
Yeah.
All over the couch,
that's,
bottom of the car.
Tell us that stuff. We want to know.
Tom Dustin, Alvin David, EJ Murphy,
just a hall of fame.
Jason Kanner, Pat Dixon, a bunch of others, Sarah Talamash,
there
whatever,
we go.
Fuck
finally,
you guys.
Somebody with some credit.
Who do you live with? You didn't even go.
I've lived with, you know, my romantic comedic partners
Gomez.
Here and there.
Do you live with Lewis?
I mean, I always kept my own place, but, you know, we would stay together a lot.
That does not count. I'm not
she
counting
lived,
that.
She lived with Lewis, but she cut him out. Just like we did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Come on. That was the same joke I made.
You don't think if you're, like, ago. Staying at somebody's
well,
place
let's
a lot
it
of counts?
More time. Rub it in.
I do.
I say we go that way.
Lewis was awesome.
So you lived with Louis Gomez.
Yeah. The Lucas Brothers. That was a fun party.
Wow.
Like, different
did they ever
spots.
Double up on you?
How would I know?
Did you eventually tell them apart?
No, Ari, you tell them apart. What am I?
I got
fucking...
the splars after a while. One brushed their hair and one didn't.
Well, one wears glasses.
Yeah.
Both of the Lucas Brothers were. They dress so alike. I can tell the difference.
I couldn't. I wouldn't know them if I saw both of them.
Yeah. I like to play dumb, though, if you know what I mean.
Just any two twins, like, oh, you're the Lucas Brothers. I've heard of you.
Can we talk
any
about
two brothers.
How good Lewis was in the film, though? I feel bad. He got cut out. He's sad about it.
I saw the scene.
Is there any footage you can send him? For give him a little highlight reel. Maybe he can
we'll probably put it on YouTube once it's
there
the movie's
go.
Up.
The extended,
you know?
The director's cut, you know? Yeah. No?
He
it's
was very
friend.
Good. He did a great job. So did Will Savinch, who was his scene partner.
What did he do? Oh. What was his scene?
Joe is looking out the window at these two guys standing on a corner, like kind of like tough guys standing on a corner, and he just makes them uncomfortable. And then so suddenly in his mind, they're just pouncing on the car and and Louis Gomez put his fist through the windshield.
And then peeled it down with his bare hands.
Peeled it like a fucking piece of thing.
He just started punching it for real?
Screaming.
Screaming and trying to get in the car, and Will's banging on the passenger side window trying to get in the car. It was great.
He needs that for his reel, you guys. That's going to help him get
It was amazing. When our wardrobe lady, who was kooky, she came over, and I was covered in glass, and I was like, kind of had little cuts, and I was like, I'm covered in glass. And she's like, it's fake movie glass. It's not glass. And I was like, well, I happen to also be the producer of the film, and it's real glass.
It's for real sure. Glass. Yes.
I'm like,
you
no,
just
it's
punched
not.
In a real fucking car window?
Yes, it was insane. And we got shut down.
I'm not surprised by that in
it's
elite.
Made to take blows.
It was incredible. He fist, like, fit, like bare fist, not his feet, punched through a windshield and then peeled it. He was just covered in blood.
Oh, nothing.
And we cut the scene.
How'd you get him to that spot?
He did a very good job. He also, in the acting, he was very good. So was Will. They were both great. It just didn't make sense for the movie. And once you see some things, once you see the whole cut, you go, why is it in there?
You mean ethnic people. It's better for box office to get him out.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean, of course.
Right. Bottom line.
No, white. Yeah. White is possible. White is possible.
It's the only way they'll play in China.
The Chinese are comfortable with white people.
Yeah. When you said Lewis and Will, I was like, oh, it's like a bum fight scene.
No. You know what I realized, by the way? In the script, we just wrote, we were writing fast, and we wrote, well, there'll be.
Don't tell I've had dead. No? Not so much, no.
No?
Right. I like
it's fine.
That.
Well, it's still
like
in the credit, by the way.
So
one of
private.
Them is still in the credit. That's what I was going to say. Did you know that?
They're not in the credits. Why would they be in the credits?
They're in the credits.
Fuck them.
Louis and Will are in the
credits. All the people that are cut out of the movie are in the credits.
Don't you get in the credits if you're cut out?
They are in there. So is everyone that's cut is in the credits.
Cut Louis Gomez and Will Savinch out of the credits.
Oh, no.
There's a couple other people in the credits.
You could replace them with Karen Fian.
What?
I want to be in the credits.
There's other people that
why
are
would
also
people be in the credits that aren't in the movie.
I don't know.
I thought that was how it works.
No, definitely
no.
Not.
Katie Hannigan's also in the credits, and so
Let's
is.
Go Hannigan.
But they helped with the movie.
And Diego Lopez is in the credits too. They're all in the credits.
He's probably the fight coordinator for the bum
fight.
Should I have told you this before?
Who else is in the credits?
Are you guys Diego having a Lopez. Meeting right now? I hate meetings.
Wait, I thought you get credits if you're cut out. You still worked. You got paid.
Yeah, but you're not in the credits. What's the point of being in the credits if you're not in the movie?
So you could take a photo at
the
end.
Assistant to the fucking wardrobe lady's in the credits.
And also, Will's credit is the original credit we had written.
Yeah, but
there.
She did work that is in the movie. The assistant
she helped
work.
The wardrobe lady get coffee.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, if you want to demean every job on the movie,
fair, the person actually
is not in the movie.
I thought you still get the credit.
I thought so too, just because they were in there.
Yeah.
I don't think they should.
I don't know if we
I
can fix it.
Weird.
The movie comes out.
Where does it end, though? Anybody
could
just
close.
Be like, put me in the credits of this movie I shot for but got cut from? No, that's absurd.
I remember
all right, we'll cut all this. We'll cut this, too, but we'll still be in the credits.
All right. Put this part at the end.
Karen will be in the credits.
Put these in the credits.
Whoa.
You saw that, right? That's my left arm.
I got to look at your armpits. Not great.
Her left arm is pretty. It's pretty good shape.
You said it, not me.
That's kind of like Jesus. That's how Jesus handled it.
Yeah.
But anyways, they were great. The movie's great. July 6th. Name some
it's
other
called
cities.
July 4th.
4th of July.
That's Jesus. Right.
The movie's called 4th of July. It opens on July 1st, but you'll be hearing this for the night that it's showing on July 6th.
Yes.
That's
right.
Kind of
opens,
a mess.
Opens July
it.
1st. Yeah. Plays July 6th.
July's
called
the best
4th
month
of, July.
Of the year.
What's that?
July. It's the best.
No,
summertime,
September.
Leo
yeah,
season.
You love it?
Fucking love it. Hot summer nights.
All
people
right.
are going Ooh. Out.
Yeah, what else? Keep going.
Do you like to make love?
Sure.
On summer nights?
Sure. Put the AC on.
What else
on,
about July?
No, dude, it's wild out there. It's Mardi Gras every night, especially weekends.
Titties,
it's wild in the summer.
Tan, butts.
Side nips are hard right
yeah.
now.
Nice.
They're fucking pulling it.
Don't you think September is the best month in New York? It's like 70, except for that one year. Yikes.
Do you think the guy said that as he flew into it?
They must have been so pumped, those guys.
They must have been so pumped.
I couldn't, when I saw it.
We did it, guys.
My first thought was
it.
Like, dude.
Nailed it.
Nice. Just like, perfect.
Where are they going to go with it? Wow.
You got both?
Yeah.
Both.
Midway up.
Dude.
Well, they
dude, I mean, what?
They were 100% on
what?
The planes they tried
like,
to get and 75% on targets. That's pretty good.
That is fucking
That's a,
well done.
Yeah.
They had to be high-fiving on the way
I
down.
I mean, executed well.
Big bummer for us.
Big, no, yeah.
I want to make it clear. We were bummed out.
If you're on the other side, it's a...
I get why you'd be upset.
I get. I can see. I can hold space for why that's upsetting to people.
Yeah.
We were bummed out. But they must have been
the shot itself.
Because that's like they've been working their whole life towards that.
Just look away. I nailed it. They don't have to see it in. They'll just be like, well, obviously, we're going right to heaven.
I mean.
But now there's the new one that we can't see from your house.
Then I'm going to triangulate it.
You live so close to there.
I do.
I dropped you off one time. Then you invited me up, which I thought was a little inappropriate.
That's untrue, Joe.
Yeah, you were like, come up for coffee.
That's
please.
A lie.
You said, please, come upstairs.
Who drinks coffee at 1:30 a.m.? We just got finished fucking in your car.
Yeah.
Why would I invite you up?
I called Sarah and I said, she's
so
trying to
weird.
Invite me up.
That's
she just,
so stupid. I don't want you shitting in my apartment. I'm giving you coffee late at night.
I called Sarah and I was like.
Did he shit in the car when you guys were fucking?
Yeah.
Because he shits every time he fucks.
We needed it for lube, but it wasn't going well.
Oh, too far.
What?
Too far.
You
not far
lube.
Not far enough.
No, but Sarah was really mad because I called her. I said, I just fucked
Sarah. Sarah's mad. Stop trying to pit me against your wife, dude.
Said we fucked in the car. Now she wants to invite me up.
We used it for lube.
Sarah's piss.
Wow, I like thinking about that. It's a funny one.
You probably shit wet shit
she
all over your
like,
dick.
She's fucking Joe, and she's like, "This is nothing to me." And then he starts shitting. She's like,
"Nervous
thank
shit,
God.
Nervous
and she
wet
takes
shit.
The shit," and she like smears it on his dick.
Now you're somebody that doesn't want photos
I mean,
of my
shit. That's
what
you mean, right?
Thank all right. you. All right. What an illustration.
Shit would not be a bad lube if you had nothing else.
Also, if you're doing anal,
I mean,
who
you
cares?
Have spit. You always
same,
have
same
spit.
Different.
Yeah.
You always have spit, Joe. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know why I put us in this vacuum in time where nobody has spit. I was being silly. I was just joking around about the shit thing. I don't really want to.
I want spit in my mouth. If you were having sex with a guy and he was like, would you spit in my mouth? Would
absolutely.
You oblige?
You would spit
in
his mouth.
I have one ready.
But not
I
a loogie.
Post nasal at any time.
Not a loogie. Like a spitty, like a
then never
spittle.
Mind, I'm out.
How far away is she? You need a loogie to get the distance.
No, she's over you.
You need the weight of it.
I assume she's like, stay there, spit in my mouth, and then you'll win me over.
I wouldn't want a woman to spit in my mouth.
No?
No.
What about a man?
What's that?
What about a man?
Yeah, but not sexually.
Just kind of for fun.
Just passionate arguments.
Yeah, just buddies.
High-fiving as the planes go down.
What about spitting food in a woman's mouth? Just chewing
which,
something. Like,
like a bird?
We know you do stuff like that. Right?
Yeah,
you're
like
so
a bird.
Obvious.
A burger, something like a little bit chewed, like, but just a little. A couple
no,
chews.
He said like a bird, right?
A bird. That's what a bird.
Yeah,
like
yeah that's full
gull.
Vomit. She
no,
just chews it up.
No, they don't. They
vomit.
Chew it, and then they.
Yeah, then like a bird, exactly. But more violent.
That's
more
what that song "Like a Bird" is like. I'm like a bird. I spit my food into my kid's mouth.
Yeah.
Chew up the food and spit it.
Also, Katy Perry.
That's not. That's Natalie Imbruglia. Fuck.
Nelly Furtado.
Retardo.
Whoa.
I got you.
Don't call me retardo.
Biff.
What movie is that?
Hey, have you ever seen a chubby celebrity get thin and then lose their fan base?
Yes.
Have people angry at them?
Adele. She's
right.
Adele.
Have you ever seen
she's
that
finished.
Like walking down the street?
Adele's
like,
out.
Fuck you.
She stinks.
Adele got, people got mad at her. They loved her for her beauty and then she lost horrible. Weight and they're like, what, we trusted you.
Yeah.
We trusted you.
Yeah. Trusted you. To eat the Krispy Kremes, you fucking liar.
You were supposed to be fat like us. We're at home watching your beautiful voice. But can't I just feel fit so I can perform for you? No, stay fat. They're so mean.
Yeah. You have my favorite
you
joke.
You hate fat people so much.
I do not. I love them. I'm happy to talk to them about their problems. I'm not pretending like they're not here.
Can you reach your tits? Because I can.
You can't pretend they're not there. Because they're blocking out the sun because they're so fat.
Yeah, fat people.
You can use them for shade.
I'm just gaining so much weight right now.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's okay. You'll get back
right?
on track.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
He's fucking with you. You're
over
fine.
Over 250 now. It's bad.
Duh.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa. That's halfway to 500.
You're closer to not weighing yourself than you are to
what's
still being overweight.
What's your favorite
food right now? What?
You're closer to not being able to weigh yourself on an
I
old scale.
I second that what?
To yeah. not still being overweight.
I still don't get it, but
okay. Yeah. If you're like 199, you're still overweight.
What?
But if you're 301, you can't. The scale doesn't go up that much.
Oh.
It's 250 and 50.
What you're saying he's still human. You
know, it's not a food scale. Like, it's not like a fish store scale.
This isn't a butcher shop.
Over 300, you're fucked. You
it's
can't like do it anymore. Is it 350?
It's not a luggage scale at the airport.
One of those, the doctor's ones. All right.
When's the last time you weighed yourself?
I do all the time. So I do it. I have
like
one in the bathroom.
Your contribution. Like, weighed your contribution.
All the time. Oh, here? It's been a while. This has been brought to you by Screeching Halt. Everybody, if you have a podcast you want to come to a Screeching Halt, just look out at arishafir.com and you'll find many, many examples. One of us as a producer, screech this thing to a halt.
So this is what I was going to ask about drugs earlier. I never did acid,
yeah.
But I saw Josh Potter at Skankfest, and he's like, hey, Joe, what's up, man? He's like, I'm a little off, I'm on acid. But in my mind, if you're on acid, you're not like, hey, Joe List. I thought he'd be like, whoa, what's that?
Me you know? Too. I've never done acid. I'm scared of acid.
Oh, it's great. It's really good. That's movie version of it.
Right.
No, it's just an intensity. It's not like a disorientation so much. There is sometimes like you can get hallucinations, but they're mostly in your head.
Yeah.
They're just vivid imagination.
If you get blown out on
your
acid,
eyes
though.
Dilate, your pupils dilate, so colors become very vivid.
Real vivid.
When you say intense, is it like a happy intense or an anxious intense?
Well, it's
or like a circus
like a
intense.
Lot of psychedelics, and it's a very strange thing about them is that it depends on where you're at when you take them.
Right.
It's that you need to have the set and setting, they call it.
Yeah.
Where you are and what your
who
mindset
you're around,
is.
Kind of my
who you're
like,
around.
Take it, like, before like a hit class.
A hit class?
Yeah.
Well, LSD is performance enhancing.
Yeah.
It'll push you to exercise harder.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to skate
I take this transcription stuff. It's like blue.
Transcription?
Yeah, it's like blue methane, canatine, something.
Don't know.
Yeah, it's like supposedly controls your like metabolic gooby gabbas, but like makes you perform better. Yeah, I forgot what the word
Wait,
is.
Back to acid real quick.
Sorry.
It's like right. mushrooms, but just like way more electric.
Way more electric?
Yeah.
Are you horny?
I'm always horny when I'm with you.
No, I found one. Maybe it's just me, but I got a little appetite too much. I wanted food too much with acid.
I wanted nothing more than a fucking burrito.
But I could never find a thing I wanted exactly. So I eat too much. That's why I can't smoke pot. Because I become a fucking non-vomiting bulimic.
Well, what a narc.
I just pack it in.
Really? And this has been caused by that?
By pot, I just eat and nothing. Like, I could eat a pint of ice cream, and I'm like, but it's not quite
satiating
the thing.
You.
I mean, I just to the point where I feel like there's food right here.
Ugh. Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, and you and can't
I'm
just stop.
Like,
you eat yourself into pain.
Yes.
I've done it.
You wake up with empty rafters everywhere where like there's no denying it.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
the
fuck.
Next day, you're
disgusting.
On the toilet, and you're like, oh, I guess I just kissed this hour goodbye. Look what I've done to myself.
Yeah.
And I'm just shitting out like fucking Mounds bars without getting any to get. They're just coming
unchewed
out.
Unchewed nuts.
Yeah.
And you wake up sober, so you're like, oh, I can't justify this now.
No.
Look at all these gummy bear wrappers.
And I'm not sad, but I'm not happy.
Yeah, that's all in you now. It's done.
Horrible.
You get the munchies on acid.
So that's what we're saying, Fatso.
I get the munchies
on
acid,
get it.
But it's not that
we feel
bad.
For you.
Yeah. Sometimes it's too much if I'm around people, acid, and then I'm like, let me just get out of here.
So like doing
really?
Acid.
Yeah, I like to be alone.
What are the activities? Like, I like to bowl.
Scrabble.
That's what I mean. Like
Scrabble.
Acid
I'll
at Skankfest is
game.
Weird, right?
What?
He was at Skankfest. Like doing acid at Skankfest scene, but he's a big drug guy.
Yeah, he's
Josh.
Done enough times where he's like, he can roll with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
What does that mean? Like, I also worry about the amount of brain cells that are killed. It's like,
I don't think it kills. It doesn't kill brain cells. Acid doesn't kill brain cells.
You're thinking of
I
pot.
Mean,
you dated Lewis for 2 years.
Oxide.
You worry about brain cells?
Surviving a concussion makes you smarter.
If you do nitrous to get high, it's killing brain cells.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeling.
Is them going like, fuck.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Big losses.
And it's just death of brain cells.
Wait, when?
Nitrous oxide, because it's making contact with brain cells that are expecting it to be oxygen, and then your brain cell is like, what the fuck, and it dies.
Don't they give us that when they like put us to sleep to take our teeth out?
A little bit, yeah, just a little bit.
But it comes right back, doesn't it? It's like giving blood,
the
doesn't
size
it?
Of
like
that
rejuvenate?
Motherfucker. Oh my God.
It made a noise.
Brain cells don't regenerate.
They don't?
No.
They're gone forever?
Are you sure?
Oh.
Let's try to grow
brain
into the
cells
group.
Are the, you got what you get, you don't get upset.
Fuck.
It's like eggs.
But how about
for a woman?
What if you like,
oh, yeah, women's eggs. Born
yeah.
with all right. your
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right.
You got
yeah,
no
all
chance.
All your eggs.
You're
no
out.
More eggs for you.
Mm-hmm.
No more eggs for you. When you're done, you're done.
And sperm just
it's already
regenerate.
Predestined.
Okay,
what
sperm
about,
all day making it.
If every time you read something, you like gain a little bit of knowledge. Doesn't that count as like a brain cell? That's a little
no.
That you're layering.
It's not more mass, no more material. It's just that it's being stored. In there. You're probably knocking something else out. It's a zero sum game.
Your
memories. You
only
know eight.
Memories.
You know eight things. So you know something new. Something's got to go.
It's eight.
Like, I'm just making that
Tony,
up.
Tony V has a great.
Making that up.
Tony V, who's in the film July 6th,
Tony
see
V,
it in theaters.
Great comic from Boston. He's in it.
He's got funny. A great bit about people telling him stuff, and he's like, oh, "I'm sorry, I got Bon Jovi lyrics up here that just aren't going anywhere." He's like, "You can tell me that," but it's a great, great bit. Loves a cigar. Love Tony. Can't wait to see everybody. That's what I'm so excited, about this
premiere.
You guys are coming. A lot of comics coming. Sam Morril, Gary Veeder, Dan
Soder.
You're doing a Q&A? We're doing a Q&A.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I do like some warm up? Can I do like a little time?
You're not even going to be there. You're leaving early to do a spot, you fucking douche. She's going to watch half the movie.
How many people are going to walk out just before?
Huh?
How many people are going to walk out just before to do spots?
Oh, yeah.
Just before the end. Like, they just
went long. I just want to say hi. Hey, I'm here.
Did you see me? You got Sonny?
I'm going to prioritize like a fucking person. I'm excited. I don't know which. I have two date options.
Oh, Ian. Bring Ian.
Ian's the best.
This has all happened by the time people hear this.
I had a blast. He fingered me during the movie. It's hot.
Ooh.
Whoever it was. Whoever she took.
Whoever it was.
Oh, I see. Yes. So what are your two date options?
Ian Lara. Another guy.
I introduced him. He's going filming a special soon. He's going to Israel. He made out
he's
to
in
the
Israel.
Seller.
He got Young Black
Israel now. Yeah.
And then who's the other one?
He doesn't matter. We'll leave his name off the record for now.
Oh.
Lewis?
No.
Lewis didn't respond. We don't know if he's coming.
I did ask him.
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
isn't
he's cool.
Great
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah, he's not interested. Dominican. But I
did he shoot the thing yet?
No, he's shooting it in like another week or two.
Oh.
But it'll be out.
Yeah.
HBO, I think it's going to be out.
HBO, it'll
it's
be
crazy
fast.
How many specials there are.
There's a lot.
Every day, new
There's
one.
There's a lot. Great.
Stavros, DeVito.
I'm filming one.
Are you really?
I think if I start saying that, it'll make me do it.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, but I was going to say, you have my favorite joke. Where you say British people are just the ugliest people, don't you think?
It's the end of a very long bit.
And then you say, "Are there any British people? Are you any British people here?" And then the woman goes, "Yeah," and she goes, "You see?" That's like my favorite joke in the city.
That's very good. That's good.
Very funny.
My favorite joke right now is Dan Aderman's joke.
I love Dan Aderman.
He has a joke that's my current favorite. I mean,
but all time they're all mine, right? Like your all-time favorite jokes.
All your jokes are, they're jokes. Yeah, your jokes exist.
Thank you.
Dan Aderman's joke that I love. He says, I remember we had sex ed when I was in school. And the teacher came in and he brought a banana. He said, children, I'm going to teach you how to put on a condom. And I brought this banana because I can't get a hard on in on an empty stomach. I fucked it up.
That's so
God damn it, that's funny.
He's the
so
best.
So silly.
God damn it, that guy's got good jokes.
He has a whole bunch of the best jokes ever.
He
check out Dan Natterman's album. It's on whatever you find an album.
Oh, Spotify.
Check it out.
Yeah, check him out. And check us out July 6th. Louis
go to the movie. Go to see.
Yeah, go see in the
4th
theaters,
of July
guys.
In a theater.
We're back. It's the best experience. Free popcorn at this thing?
All the popcorn costs some money. Yeah.
Are you,
that's right.
You got to put together a group.
What society do you think we live in? That we're just
I thought at these
out
screenings you get free popcorn and soda.
Do you know
soda
what it's like out on these streets?
Well, oh, you mean the screen? No, the screening's already happened by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
Did I get popcorn yesterday?
Of course you got popcorn. You went to the movies, Ari.
I'm paying for everything. I'm not giving anybody free anything.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, dude.
And I want to say thanks.
That's full bullshit. Screening means free soda, free popcorn.
I'm
all
happy
right,
to
well,
contribute.
Don't come and
that's
don't,
I, the
don't
slide
put
I just
this
received
on your
I'm
don't
happy
put
to
this out.
I'm happy to contribute to the art of filmmaking and the comedy that you guys are putting out. I can't wait to pay for stuff.
We're working on the next movie we're making is about a big slut, so
hey,
you might be ideal.
Let me know.
Oh!
Got her.
Oh!
I just 9/11'd you, bro.
Got her.
Both towers.
Yeah, both your towers.
Her.
I lived with some kids that did improv. That was fucking easy. They used to walk my dog.
Oh, really?
Did you just pick up that conversation just now?
From a while ago?
Yeah, I don't. There was a lull.
Weed.
Did
what?
You, how'd you tell Lewis he was cut out of the movie?
Did I tell him? I'm trying to remember. He makes me do it usually.
Who? No, I told most people.
Did you? No.
Lewis, we told at Skankfest on the air in front of an audience. He was like, it was bad. It's on camera. I mean, it was heartbreaking. He was like, I told my son I'm in a movie.
Yeah,
well, and I felt bad, but everyone.
Just another way you lied to your son.
It was funny.
One of the many ways you've.
And then what was fun is we told Alan Havey and Liz Mealy they were cut, and we got to tell them they were back in. So
they
were
both
fun.
Back in, yes.
Yes.
Oh, and, that's fun.
Yeah. And Diego, I told right before we trained. Diego's my MMA trainer.
Yeah.
And I met up with him. And he's like, how was the movie? And I had to tell him he was cut. And then we sparred and he just beat the fuck out of me. And I feel like he took a little bit of it out. But he was fine. And then Katie Hannigan, I had to text. And she was very sweet and understanding. And then you told Will. That's it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Why did I remember it that way? Isn't that strange?
Yeah. You did it. Yeah.
Maybe my memory doesn't work.
I'm going to tell people you cut me out.
How do you remember Lewis taking it?
What?
How do you remember Lewis taking it?
He didn't tell Lewis.
I know, but how do you remember it?
In my false memory?
Yeah.
He was like, he cried a little bit. I patted his, I went like that on his forearm.
Oh, wow. In person, you did it in person.
And I left my hand there for a while. And then he looked at me kind of funny, and I sort of, I was just playing a little pressure to his forearm.
Yeah.
And then I started to lean in, and he was like, hey, 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 hey. And I was like, then I grabbed his arm, like, come on, man. Come on, you, I cut you out, but I'll put you back in. You let me fuck your mouth. And I fucked him.
Don't you think, though, that Gomez. Pound for pound.
He's not back in, though.
What?
He's not back
the
in.
No, I lied to him. Psychological abuse, wow. I feel like, that Luis J. Gomez kind of gets put through.
I know.
It manifests itself in
his
driving.
A hot girlfriend, though. So that counteracts.
He always will.
But Luis, don't you think pound
Luis
for pound?
I think Luis has got a future. He's got, he's very, I mean, I was pleased working with him.
That's what I was going to say. He had the best performance.
I took him for a little ride. Some actors, you take him for a little ride, like a little sports car.
Like
you
Michael
know?
Jackson
what this thing
used
do?
To do with yeah. the kid.
And he did, it's right. And I think he could do something good. I think he's good.
He
I would put
best.
Him, I would give him a real part in a movie in the future.
That's great.
I'll never
That's
make awesome. Another movie. This thing, I'll never make another movie.
False promises. But you said
that
we were
scene
make
I saw
it
was fuck it was legit.
Right?
Yeah.
It was damn good.
It was cool. That was yeah. before it was finished or anything.
Yeah.
No, he was the best. He was the best actor in the whole movie. If you think about it, pound for pound, what that we were going for, what we wanted.
0 seconds on film better. And level of talent.
Yes. He's the best yeah. guy in the movie. He's not in the movie. That's how good he is.
You guys are changing the way we talk about films. We're going to talk about the people who weren't in the movie.
That's right.
Yeah, well, this yeah. movie's going to change film forever.
I know. It's I said that. Omen. I can't wait. I'm going to give a hand job right in the middle of it.
You're going to get one?
You're sitting next to me.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Is that a thing like if women wear like a strap-on, but you just give them a hand job?
It sure is.
It's got to be a thing.
Definitely not a
There's
thing.
There's no way that's not just a thing.
Of course
come
it's
on.
A thing.
She's like, I'm trying to come, I can't.
Is this gay?
A soft dildo yeah. where it's like,
come on.
I want to get Noah with sex. That's my thing.
If is it gay? To, it, though.
Yeah. To have your lady put on a strap-on and then you suck her off, is that gay or is
no,
that?
No, Joe. Just have fun.
Thank you. Because that'd be fun.
Of course it is.
That's
how a lot of women orgasm with having a dick in their mouth and rubbing their clit. It's like a suffocation and pressure
yeah.
on your...
Wait, is the dildo shaped like fully like a dick or is it one of those long rods?
No, shaped like a dick. What do you think a dildo
it's got
is?
A head. Fucking, no, some of them are just smooth.
No, that's
some of them are
it.
Just yeah. a oh. stick.
No, it's like a veiny
like a
with balls.
Leg.
I want
some of them are chair legs.
Stop using those.
I'll go gay.
I'll go gay?
Yeah.
Because there's no cum and there's no man, so it's not gay. It's fun.
Yeah. Explore.
There's no cum and there's no man.
You're out.
So.
You think something would invent a dildo that shoots a donor semen out at somebody.
Yeah,
not
it's
semen,
like
but
a water gun. Got yeah. you.
Or like ice cream. Because I actually, I've talked about this before. I am jealous of women. That's a fun thing to do. Because when you eat a woman out, there's no like. Like to
sometimes
suck
there
a
can
dick.
Be men.
You're jealous of cum being
men,
shot in your
sometimes
mouth.
There
yes.
Can be.
Or on my back. That seems fun to have a hot load on your back. You have that every morning, don't you?
You took that much time
to
get
stay
there.
Hot for, they don't stay hot for long.
Yeah,
no.
It's the coolest.
It's not
period.
Hot like, ah. It's just.
It's like dollar slice pizza.
It's not even hot by the time it hits your back. It's hot while it's in the air.
Yeah, we're talking room cooling temp.
And turning into a turning yeah. an ice cube in the
yeah. room. No, but my cum moves fast. I have like 300 mile an hour cum.
Yeah, but you guys also like will shoot like a big one and then a little one to the side. So you hear the big, feel the big one hit, and you're like, oh, I got that. And then you don't even realize another little one is making its way and
it's
having
like,
a big mess because you didn't realize it was there.
It's like Hawaii.
It's just like the tropics.
It's like little
what a
island.
Treat.
Oh, it looks like a Arpagelagio.
Yeah. I feel like if I got thank a load you. On me, I would handle it better than chicks do. I'd be like,
oh.
And then as soon as the guy was like, I'll take care of this myself. I'll just handle it.
How did chicks generally handle it?
They wait for
Ari,
you to do something.
They ring
wait
for
you to
the
be
nurse.
Chivalrous. They wait, and wait. And then it's like, oh, go get a towel, go wet it, come back. Instead of just handling it.
Sometimes when you come on yourself, and a girl goes and gets a towel and then she puts water on it. Yeah. She thinks that's nice. And we're like, don't.
Too much. It's not an airline.
Yeah. Just give me a fucking
just give
towel.
Me that one, wipe it off.
Yeah.
Relax, lady.
Just give me your hair.
If it was me, I would just roll over and then roll back over.
Yeah. If it was me, it is you.
I mean, just alone.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
This is like cum. I'm rubbing cum in my ear right now.
Have fun with it.
Oh, I love cum.
Good for you.
What SPF is cum, I wonder?
It's
got to be something. It must
yeah.
be, even if it's one.
Or it draws in the rays.
It's one SPF.
It's got to be at least a one.
There's
it's
an easy way to find out. You just like, organize like a big bukkake and you leave a chick out in the sun.
But then you wouldn't know who's come. Like you'd have to have a way to identify it. Like you'd have to have a
striper with different SPFs.
Put a little or like put a little dye right at the tip of everybody's dick. So when it shoots out, the dye hits the cum. So it's a different
color. That's mine. I got it there. I got it here.
That's me.
I got it here.
Look at that spot. Okay. Oh, shit. That's melatoma she just got.
Like a
you
Jackson
have
Pollock sort of vibe, right?
Yeah.
Reverse bukkake is my all-time fantasy.
Tell him, Joe.
That's my number one.
What's reverse bukkake?
That's when tons of women are just squirting all in your face. Like,
like a car wash of pussies.
That would be wild. You would need a tarp for that. I would not be able to concentrate on the rug.
I think reverse bukkake would be a guy in the middle, like coming on all the, like a sprinkler on all the girls. And they're all just standing there.
Yeah.
It's safe, sound safe. You really have to get a spin going.
A really good spin. Yeah. But then centrifugal force would do some of the work.
Patent office, get on it.
I saw Patton Oswalt was sitting across from me at the Delta Lounge the other day.
Say I?
No.
I like the guy.
He does, I don't know him. But I saw him, and I was like, oh, look at that.
He probably knows you, Joe.
He follows me on Twitter.
Yeah,
so,
see? You know.
But yeah, I didn't say anything.
All right. You had, like, do you want to tell us, like, what you thought about saying?
I thought about being like, hey, comedians. We're comedians.
Oh.
I love that Chris Rock and Comedians in Cars getting coffee. He talked about how, like, when you're at a party or an event or something and you see a comedian, you just run over there and you're like, comedian. It's like something floating in the ocean. You're like, oh.
A life raft, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember once I was in an airport sitting on the floor on the, you know, against the wall in North Carolina or some cunt like that. And I saw Chris, he's my friend, and he's walking through the airport. And I was so depressed. I was such a bad. I just watched him walk by. Say hi. I just let him go by.
I've done that.
I've done that.
Do did
just
he
don't
want to say
just
hi.
Like I don't have the energy.
See me. Just walk by.
You're fine.
I don't
that's
have the
one
energy.
Of my best friends.
Yeah.
We did, I remember when you first moved to the city. I didn't know you and I didn't like you. And Norman and I saw you in the East Village, and I went, "Fuck, that's Ari Shaffir. Let's go." And we ran the other way.
Oh, what a cunt.
I didn't know. I couldn't tell if you were
that's
funny.
So mean.
You're always a nice guy. I always liked you personally, but I thought that guy's probably not that funny.
You nailed it.
And then I saw you do something where you're on your knees, and you're using the microphone as a dick, and you get on your knees.
Sure, that's my highest level there. Yeah.
And who cares?
No, I'm saying.
And I was like, that's fucking funny. That was the first time you made me laugh. I thought, oh, that guy's got something.
Nasty show, Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something. It was like a slow motion or something.
I don't know, but you really got on your knees for the bit.
Yeah.
And there was something, you were doing something like passionate, like you were into the dick.
Yeah, I try to lose myself in the moments.
You sacrificed yourself
to the
art.
That's what I liked about
it. Eminem. The first bit I saw you do at the Cellar was about strippers when they click their heels. And she's like, looks at you like, huh? And you're like, that's not anything.
Nothing.
I still think about that bit all the time. You ever see what strippers do that?
Non-move. Why do they do that?
They bang their shoes.
Still here, baby. You didn't go to Canada, to Kansas.
Anyone can do that.
I used to go to the strip club all the time.
Do you click yours back at her? Big whoop. Give me $20.
We used to go to the cabaret all the time, me and Tom Dustin in Saugus, I think.
The cabaret.
That was what's called the cab. And we would go there all the time, like
that's
three
really
times a week.
That's convenient because you don't have to say the other letters. It's quicker,
right?
Yeah,
you say cab. Yeah.
It's good.
Like Dick is short for Dickinopolis. A lot of people don't know that. But we'd go to the cab, and there was this one stripper. We knew all of them because we'd go there all the time. And she would slap her ass so hard. And we had like an intervention. We said, you don't have, it stopped you, that no one's into that. And she had bruises. Like, she had, like, a handprint on her ass. It was, like, purple. And we were
like,
I don't think
hyenas.
You need to be doing that.
They, like, leave in the zoo for too long, and they just walk the same way. So they, like, dig this path, and they, like, lose their minds.
I can't imagine why that's related.
Yeah. Because it's,
a
like,
stripper
you're doing
a slapping her own ass, and a hyena walking a trench in his cage.
But over and over and over and over, like, just doing the same thing methodically.
Dude.
Ah, that's right.
Who is telling you to do that?
I know what you mean.
Who is going to these girls and be like, that
slap
works.
Your ass.
Slap your ass or click the heels. Like, they have to learn from somewhere.
Well, she does, like, other things, right? Those
sure,
aren't
sure.
The two other things. So there's things she does where you go, all right, and there's another guy going, what are you doing that for?
Right.
See, she does, like, 20 things for 20 guys, you know?
And or, one or guy's like, guys. Do the fucking heel thing. Like,
yeah, do the heels. It. Click those heels, you bitch.
Nobody cares about your fucking
and
pussy.
Another guy, when she goes like this with her tits, he's like, why?
He's like, bro.
Right.
Why?
Get it out of here. Yeah. Move on.
I like when the strippers are on the conveyor belts at strip clubs, like, you know,
conveyor belts?
In Japan. Yeah, they just like twirl them around and you just sit at a
like
table.
Like those little
What? A new one comes around.
Like
every,
luggage? Like
they,
yeah,
they come up, they introduce them, they say their names, like, coming new to them. She does a couple laps.
You were in Japan?
No, this was in, like, Atlanta or Miami.
Hanoi.
What happened to Japan?
You said Japan.
Yeah, because it reminded me of the food, right? And, like, or is it Japan?
Yeah.
Where
they
wow.
It's a long way, but she's
got an associative
yeah.
brain. It just goes.
She got to catch up with it, like they do at the sushi house in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it
but
to
that
you.
Was condensed into like the strippers in Japan that come down in food conveyor
and sushi
belts.
Strippers. Clams,
so in Atlanta,
fish,
did they have a conveyor belt
of women? Yes, they're fucking great.
And you went right to Japan because it reminded you of those little places.
Yeah.
How long a loop
okay,
was it around the strip
that.
Club before they're like
it
back
like,
out of
it
the?
It felt like an amusement park, kind of. You know what I mean? It was like a big stage that went all the way around. There was probably like 20 people sitting in the first row, and then there were tables behind them.
In Atlanta, the strip clubs are like high tech, high. Yeah. They put money into it.
They go
it's Delta
it.
Runs them.
That's yes. right, Delta that and Coca Cola.
A wonderful experience for men and women alike. I found it very fascinating.
It's fun. I feel like, too much pressure when they look at you. Like I'm like I don't want to.
I never don't like strip clubs. The only time I really had a great time at a strip club where it got turned on at one. Because it's just too, it's just like wrestling or something. It's just
yeah,
weird.
It's fake.
But I went to a strip club and they had amateur night. But it really was just women in their own clothes. And they weren't
you're
strippy
like,
women. They were like people's girlfriends.
You're like, Mom, we don't need this money.
She's like, shut up.
Where was that? Because that's what I've always
and
been
And they
doing.
Went up there and they stripped to the music. And it was like, okay. Because she didn't expect to do this today.
I love amateur shit.
That
they
was
look
really
kind
something.
Of nervous. There's something about their
nervous.
Nervousness.
Yeah.
That's
and they're
like,
crying.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, that victim.
I don't know.
Right? That's
I made a mistake.
And everybody's
tasty.
Like, stay out there, bitch.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I changed my mind. It's too late. Everybody's too late.
The conveyor's going.
Everybody chants too late.
Too late. Public humiliation. It's the best, Joe.
I've always wanted a strip club where they wear like jeans and just regular shoes.
Yes, please. Yeah.
And like they take like, a bra yeah. off. Like just a tan
yeah.
bra.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
that's
check
hot.
It out.
Yeah, that would be hot.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend
she
who wanted to.
For her for tumors and just normal shit. Yeah.
Brushing her teeth.
Puts a tampon in and just like
flossing.
Shaves her legs.
She stops foreplay to do a breast exam.
Yeah. Just give me a second.
One time I had a friend, you know.
Let me let the dog sniff it.
Yeah. You know about
dogs
toxic.
Can smell cancer.
Toxic shock when you put a tampon in.
Yeah. Leave it there for too long.
My friend had the word shock in his mind, and he told me when it was in high school. He said, you know, when a woman puts a tampon and she doesn't have her period, she gets electrocuted. And I was like, I don't think so.
That's right.
I was like, where would the electricity come from? He's like, I'm telling you. I'm like,
I know you're telling me. That's where from. I'm telling you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, Fauci.
I didn't know where it was coming from a second ago.
This is nice.
I had a girlfriend go to apply for a job like waitressing at a strip club on Sunset. And she was like, I think it's okay. You're topless, but you're not like doing anything. And then she walked in and then she was like, came back out like a minute later. She goes, I was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how strip joint ATM machines that they have in there, the fee is like $28 or something.
Stuck. Yeah. You're stuck.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
what
on
are you
an
gonna,
island.
What, they should just make it 100.
Yeah.
Like, you're
going to
pay it.
Yeah. It's
at
going
the
to
Squire,
the house.
The Squire. The Squire up in, I think that's also Saugus or whatever, one of those towns in Boston.
That's classy, Squire.
They had a bar. The bar had lights in it. It was warm. If you put your hand to it, it was warm to the touch. And they did it on purpose so your beer would warm up so you'd drink it quicker.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so smart.
Who told you that?
Like, a friend of mine that frequented the place.
Is he an alcoholic?
He is actually.
Yeah. Mickey's gay bar in LA.
Talk
they
on it.
Take your beer.
That guy.
Talk on it.
Slam it down so we're like overflowing, like cum. It was like a theatrical thing.
Ah.
But after like a third or fourth beer.
That's how
like,
they made the guys gay?
Yeah, they weren't. They're like, abracadabra.
You go in there straight. And you're like, what's this all about? And they go like this. And you go like,
ooh.
Oh, I see.
I get it all now.
Ah. That would drive me nuts. I like my carbonated shit.
It got annoying. It was cool for once, and then it was like, okay, this is enough.
You're losing the bubbles. Sorry.
Well, don't forget to go see 4th of July.
4th of July, July 6th, 7:30 p.m., all over the nation and Canada, and it'll stream later. Everyone keeps asking, like, will this ever be anywhere else?
Never. We're going to put it in a few theaters, and then we're going to burn it.
Is it going to be on
LouisCK.com? It's never going to stream anywhere.
You can't see it.
Also, LouisCK.com just got back all... the Louis episodes of FX, is that right?
Oh, that's right. Yes, my series Louis, all five seasons
are up now.
People have been telling me I shouldn't be saying you can buy them, because you can only have it for 5 years. It's streaming only. I guess the license I was able to get was for streaming.
Okay.
5 years from the moment you pay the $30, you can stream all five series, the whole season.
Whenever you want, go back and watch stuff.
If you can't watch stuff,
all of them, all you
want
for 5 years. Yeah, for 5 years. It's not going to be funny after that.
Yeah.
What do you do? Re up after 5 years? Get a new account?
I'm not going to have it at that point.
That's a long. We'll all be dead.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, everything's
going to end.
World will be
gone. It's a nice little cash grab for you.
Just a little cash grab. Nice tombstone.
They'll have a nice bomb shelter.
Yeah. But yeah, for five. And you can buy a season for $10, but, you know, buy it for 30, you get all five. So why not do that? You also get all five and Horace and Pete with the other show I did
for
$35. You get all five seasons and Horace and Pete.
And what about the specials, though? You have these specials. To put off nowhere is a shame.
I have seven specials on my website, including the last two I made, Sincerely and Sorry.
That's also at LouisCK.com?
Yes, you can buy all those for $25. You get all seven specials.
But you mostly want to buy the film, because I have stakes in that.
The film.
Born the film will be up there.
That's what you want to buy.
In the future.
Good for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's a lot of shit, dude.
Yeah, just building up a lot of stuff.
Do you have subscription stuff or no?
It's all you just buy and watch.
Buy it's a lot of shit.
Most
but
of
the movies
you can
not
download
shit.
And stream, but the series you can only stream. Okay. That's just the way it is. And I got like other movies and shit I did made on there. I've got old Tomorrow Night, the first feature I did.
Wow.
It's on there.
Any old shorts?
$5. What?
Any old shorts you did, like early on?
All my old short films. You can buy all of them for $5. You can buy all nine of them.
You can buy his shorts or his socks. Those are also for sale.
Joe, that's not. We're not talking about clothes. God damn it!
You can buy his.
He
socks.
Always does this. He misunderstands things.
His sports bras.
Oh God.
And but the movie's really
the movie's
what
out.
You want.
You
that's
see it in
the
theaters,
real.
Guys. We
see
missed
it
the fucking
theaters.
Chance for years. It's a great time.
And it's the 4th of July, and it's on. It's
you
on the 4th of July
it.
Weekend.
So good, you guys.
It's so fun.
It's independent. Yeah, didn't you love when you saw it
of
in
course.
That Beacon Theater and you left
I
it a little
I
early?
I want to watch it again, and I never feel that way about a film.
I'd say really it's a Hangover movie. You're gonna be hungover on the 5th. Go watch it.
Yeah.
Go see it on the 6th in all of those towns.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in Canada.
Yeah.
All right. Canada starts on the 7th.
Ah.
It's the inflation there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because of,
What is the 6th? Thursday.
Thursday.
I think it's a Wednesday.
I don't know.
Monday's the 4th.
Nobody knows.
6th is a Wednesday.
6th is a Wednesday. Okay.
It's impossible to know what day 6 is,
nobody
but I think
knows.
It's Wednesday.
That's why we figured it out.
In Canada, it's a Tuesday.
I saw.
Somebody did.
Everywhere. Know. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, yeah. You keep talking about that.
You still didn't see it? You still didn't see it?
I still didn't see it.
What's Everything Everywhere All at Once?
It's the best movie.
No, it's not. 4th of July is.
4th of July is so much better.
It's the second best movie.
So much better.
It's go see 4th of July, and then just go stay in the movie theater. Sneak in and see another one.
I'm having a party on the 4th of July. If anybody wants to come, you guys can come.
But that's going to be after the... You mean 4th of July 2023?
Yep. You guys are invited next year. Hopefully the weather will be good.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
Also, this year's material is on YouTube right now. Go see Joe List's special. That's free. You can see it right now. Before the date, get ready for the 4th of July.
Watch that, because it's good.
Top of his game.
I did watch it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. And then I was listening to like Woody Allen, like old like tapes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was thinking how much he reminds me of you.
Whoa.
It's really sweet.
In what way? Somebody could see it.
Yeah.
In what way?
I think he's top five all
just
time.
Just so like neurotic and like nerdy, but so funny.
I'm like, oh, I like,
like that.
That's also your impression of me.
Yeah.
That's my impression of you, Dan Natterman, all of your people.
Natterman, it really is the Jew when you think of the Jew.
Natterman?
He embodies that.
I thought that's...
No. Yeah, but not to me, because he's got he's also French. He's got a French face.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a more French face than a Jew face.
Interesting.
Selena's big fat
just
husband?
The inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And you're like more like Israeli than Jewish. Like, you remind me more of Israeli dudes than like American Jews.
I'll take that. I come from Israeli Jews. right.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember what I mean?
That's a good way to put it.
Jews.
That's
American Jew.
I come from like doctor exam porn.
I come from my dick.
you come from your own dick?
Yeah, it shoots out of there.
Oh, I thought you meant like you came out your own load that made you.
Wow.
Like
that's
a crazy
spiral
of, yeah.
Remember Natterman's joke about, they said, you don't know who the Prime Minister of Canada is? And he goes, I'll do you one better. I didn't know you had a Prime Minister. And he goes, I wouldn't know the Prime Minister even if you gave me multiple choice. And he says, A, Justin Trudeau, B, Celine Dion's fat husband. And there's another one. But Celine Dion's fat husband is so funny. No, he says, A, Toronto. That's what it is. A, Toronto. B, Justin Trudeau. Or C, Celine Dion's fat husband. Calling someone fat is funny. I told you, Carmen Lynch has that great joke. She goes, I have two nieces. One's five. The other one's fat. I don't know how old she is.
Ay, gavolt.
Oh, that's funny. Carmen Lynch, very funny.
Yeah, she's great too.
Oh, my goodness.
Well. All right, guys. I think we did it. We successfully
did your podcast. Yeah,
we did the damn thing. That's what
this will make Lewis mad on multiple levels. But I think it'll be nice to hear him say it was so good.
We talked about how good he is.
Yeah,
tell him give timestamps to Lewis when we can hear.
I don't need Lewis mad at me.
Oh God,
what do you need him to be to you?
Nothing. Just
right.
Even keeled.
We want him to commit.
Just all okay. The purse is impressive. I like
it. You like
purse.
It?
Yeah, something.
Thanks.
What's that, Gucci?
You know it. No, it's Marc Jacobs. It's not as good.
Marc Jacobs. I know Marc Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry.
And Karen's got a podcast.
Only Fiends. Check it out. New episodes every Friday. I have a cartoon called Karen Sucks on YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube. Check out my OnlyFans too, M&M69.
Why don't you have me on your podcast? What is this?
I don't want to bother you.
Only Fiends. My last name's Fian.
Oh.
She's on OnlyFans. To play on that.
Oh, I see.
I found this out last time. I was a real square about it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really lead with it, you know.
No.
She's also on OnlyFans. If you guys want to put directly money in her pocket.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Come do my podcast. Joel will be on my podcast.
Yeah, someday.
Karen had this guy on the hook a long time ago, and she would just, he would like say, hey, what's up? And she would go, send me money. And then her Venmo would just get 10 bucks.
What are you talking about? Oh, no, on OnlyFans?
No, this is before OnlyFans. She just had this guy on the hook. It's crazy.
Whoa, Bandit.
Jesus. Sorry.
Yo.
Dude, I didn't see you.
Bandit was like, it was $20. Tell him the truth. It wasn't 10.
Dude, yeah. I'm sorry. Come here, Bandit. I'm sorry.
It
Come
was
here.
20 bucks. Thanks, Bandit.
Dude,
what'd
it wasn't.
Kick her in the head. What'd you do?
You like
trust me,
she's
Bandit.
Fine.
I just shifted my foot.
She's fine. We're all one pack.
My
she dog
just got curb stomped by Louis C.K.
She's
if you're listening.
Safe now.
So you had a guy who liked you, and he would say like, "Hey, Karen, just seeing how you are," and you're like, "Send me $100," and you go like,
"I don't
even
talk to you. Just give me money first."
Yeah.
Okay.
It got truncated and truncated. He was like, "Well, how about now?" She's like, "Ugh, fine. What's up?" And he would say something. He's like, "Just send me." She would just shorten it.
Send.
Yeah, and then just send, and then just $20 would appear.
Wow.
Who is that guy?
Is he still alive?
I mean, I don't know who he is. He's probably
the president of the United States. That's who he is.
It is. It's some guy with like just extra cash laying around that just doesn't know what to do with himself. He's like,
wow.
Nothing goes wrong in my life. Let me like give this girl this fucking, because it's demeaning to me too that I'm even like wasting my time for like $20, you know?
But what do you do with the $20?
I write send. I actually copy and paste it. I don't even spell it out every time.
It's just going there. It's too much.
You just have
a gesture. You had a nerd like make a gesture for your phone.
Yeah.
Up down go.
Yeah. Swipe.
Get away gesture.
Yep,
so you have to be all four fingers.
That's what your mat says. Go away. That's not very welcoming. Well, now the terrorists will know where you live. I'm sorry. I fucked up. Edit that.
Guys, it's been fun. Louis, it was great having you on my storytelling show. That was a fucking real dream line. That was a fun story, too.
Oh, that was a fun day.
Yeah.
We're really limping to the finish line.
Well said. Guys, thank you very much. You guys are still here? What'd you think? Fun, right? God damn. That was fun. Guys, I tried to play it cool when Louis was like, you know, I gave you a compliment. I remember an old bit you had. I remember when he said that to me in Montreal. I remember the fucking Nasty show. I remember him being on the show. And I was like, what the fuck? Louis on the show? He'd just done his like third special in 3 years. He was at his prime. And he was like, I was trying to play it. I was like, oh, just a blowjob joke. Nah, dude. I was killing at the time. And for him to recognize that, it fucking really fucking got me going. It meant a lot to me, dude. For real. I can't say it in front of the guy, but god damn, I loved it. It was a major compliment to me. Yeah, really. Older comics, I don't know, but like, this guy's, you know, it's on the fucking mountain. Anyway, fun fucking podcast. It really did remind me of those old O&A days.
Everyone's shooting the shit, making fun of each other, and just having a fucking blast. That's what podcasts are supposed to be. No studio, we're up my fucking roof, just having a good time. Fucking over Luis Gomez. I saw the movie. He was cut out. The credits were still in there, and I think I know why. I talked to Luis Gomez, and he said, I don't want to be in the fucking credits. I told him what Louis said. He goes, I don't want to be in the credits. I wasn't in the movie. I don't want to be in the credits of a movie that I wasn't in. And I think Louis got wind of that. And so he put his name back in the credits. So not only did he cut him out, he also fucked him over by putting him in the credits. So now everyone who sees that movie will go, oh, Gomez, look, your shame is been etched in history forever. In fact, if you guys are at the movie theater on July 6th, or let me see here, louisck.com. July 6th. Oh, AMC Dine-In Thoroughbred. Where is it? Dallas, Houston, Virginia, all over Washington. Damn, there's fucking tons. Texas, Pennsylvania, Ottawa, Canada, Ontario, Canada. God damn, there's so many screenings. Nova Scotia. I've still never been there. New Jersey, Nebraska, Missouri. Anyway, it's everywhere. It's everywhere July 6th. Calgary, July 8th through the 14th. Edmonton, July 8th through the 14th. Canada's playing later because Canada's cooler. But at the end of the movie, when the credits come on, maybe I shouldn't suggest this, but it would be fun if you just videotape Luis Gomez just once the credits are on and once you're done crying. Tape Luis's, it's after the first couple, like it takes a while as you scroll down. Once you get to the actors and stuff, then Luis is in there later next to Will Sylvance and Gary Veeder, who were also cut out. Both those guys I saw at the premiere yesterday. Zoom in and screen in on fucking Gomez's name and post it and say, here's your shame. You were not good enough to be in this movie. Here's proof. You tried and failed to be in this movie, The 4th of July, starring Joe List, written by Joe List and Louis C.K., directed by Louis C.K. I'm doing a podcast. So, guys, that's the episode. As always, please reach out to the guests and tell them you had a good time. That was a fucking fun one. Thanks for Joe List for setting it up. Thanks for Karen Fian for being always funny and for derailing multiple conversations. What a great acid talk we had for you to fucking break in for no fucking reason and tell me about your dumb fucking pill you're taking to make your skin softer. Fucking dumb fuck. Anyway. Interesting and funny. Happy we did it. Thank you for tuning in. And subscribe to Two Comics, Two Cigars. Two Comics, Two Cigars. Coming in August with Robert Kelly, who was not cut out of the movie, unlike Louis Gomez. So that's it, you guys. I hope you had a good time. I'm not anywhere on the road until fucking Philadelphia in October. Skankfest is in there, too. So, guys, for Louis C.K., for Karen Feehan, Joe List, this has been Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 480. Trading Louis for Louis. With all those guys. Over and out. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.
so good, I make my final stand. That's why they call me bad company, and I can deny it. Bad company till the day I die. Rebel souls, deserters we are called. Chose a gun and threw away the sword. Now these towns, they all know our name. Six guns out.